for the Can't Miss offer. Place your first $5 NFL bet and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VEGAS. $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. VEGAS is the code, only on DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, we're back here at the Circus Sportsbook. Wes and Matt wrap up the first hour. We're going to talk more NFL Week 1. Last night, Wes, we broke down the 8 games in the early kickoff time on Sunday. We got we have 8 games in the 10 a.m. Pacific time slot, which is 1 p.m. Eastern, and 5 games in the afternoon, and none of the starts are at 4:05 Eastern, 1:05 Pacific, which is good for sports bettors because you like to get those morning games or early games wrapped up before the afternoon games kick off if you want to fire away on some more stuff in the afternoon. And all the games do kick off at 4:25 p.m. Eastern, 1:25 Pacific, which I think finally the NFL set the schedule right. We'll see if it continues to be set that way. But I do love the Week 1 schedule. You got a good game on Thursday night, 8 morning games, 5 afternoon games, a really good Sunday and Monday night game, and with home dogs in New York. But let's talk about the first game in the afternoon kickoff slot, and that is Packers-Bears. Soldier Field. Bears 1-point favorites, total of 43. Jordan Love against Justin Fields. I think this is an intriguing matchup in the NFC North.
Yeah, I do too, and I think it's one of the better ones.
We're talking about teasing this, by the way. Were you talking about teasing the Bears or the Packers?
The Packers.
Okay.
Yeah, especially if there you can get, I think there were one or two 1.5s out there where you could tease it through the 7.5. So that would certainly be the way I would go. But look, if the Packers end up getting money and they become the favorites, I don't disagree if you tease the Bears up necessarily either because, look, you and I think we're both. I don't know if you also bet the Packers division as well.
Yes.
I did.
5-1.
I did in the NFC North as well. I just think that this team, you know, they're kind of getting ignored in the market, and it's like maybe they're happy to have like the soap opera done. And because I'm doing this a lot psychologically in terms of the Packers, you know, because everybody will say, oh, well, Jordan Love is a step down from Aaron Rodgers. Well, of course he's a step down from Aaron Rodgers, a former MVP and a former Super Bowl champion, and Jordan Love finally getting his chance up there in Green Bay. But the cupboard is not necessarily bare with this team. They can still run the ball. I think they've got good young receivers, you know, give Jordan Love a little bit of time to get some chemistry with these guys. But I think the fact that they can run the ball, that's going to be Jordan Love's best friend. And Jones had, you know, over 5 yards a carry last year. So they can still run the ball. They've got a good offensive line, one of the better left sides with Bakhtiari and Jenkins. So they'll be, I think, okay offensively. Defensively, they need to take a little bit of a step up. And they haven't been, like, down near the bottom, but they've been kind of, like, right in the middle or maybe just slightly below the median line, below the equator here. And they brought Joe Barry back as defensive coordinator. And that was a little bit surprising to me that they went ahead and elected to do that. But talent, they have a lot of talent, Green Bay does, especially on that defensive line. They've got to show it, though. They got a lot of first-round type talents. Added another one this year with Lucas Van Ness. So that's what I'm looking for Green Bay. I think that long-term, they're very solid. Bears, a lot of people very, very high on the Bears this year. Say that, hey, Justin Fields, he's going to be the dude. Now, because they saw those two touchdown passes in the preseason games. Keep in mind, one of them was a dump-off into the flat to DJ Moore, and he just housed it. And then there was another one to the running back, I think it was Khalil Herbert, that he took 60-some yards. So I'm still, like you said about Deshaun Watson, believe it when you see it. Mm-hmm. I'm still a believe it when you see it with Justin Fields.
Oh, of course. I think you have to be. Anybody who's buying Justin Fields hook, line, and sinker is a little bit of a fool at this point. He's got a lot of maturation ahead of him in terms of being a passer, a productive passer in the NFL. Yeah, he's going to be able to run around and make plays, but you can only do that for so long.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's 11-time Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
A very, very pleasant good evening to you. And after yesterday's day off, and I hope you had a happy and safe Labor Day weekend, the Aviators are going to labor on continuing this particular homestand. And everything, not just a little bit, everything is at stake as the Aviators get ready to play game 132 out of 150 in the regular season. So that's the deal. 19 games left starting with this one. And the Aviators find themselves right in the thick of what is, well, you can't even say potentially anymore because now we're in the last 3 weeks. Never mind potentially. This is a wild race, and it's totally up for grabs. If the season were to end now, Round Rock would win, but the Aviators are tied with the Tacoma Rainiers, one game behind Round Rock. That's right, one game separating three teams. So that's what it's all about, and it's really interesting. There's a lot of discussion, controversy. Should they play two halves? Should they just keep it what they've been doing the last 15, 16 years? They don't play two halves, just one full season. Well, playing halves has benefited Round Rock, because Oklahoma City beat them out for the first half title, and it's benefiting the Aviators because they and Tacoma and Round Rock are all in this race. Who? Anybody else close? Well, Reno and Albuquerque are both three games back of Vegas and Tacoma and four games out of first, so they've got a chance. But the problem for Albuquerque and Reno, they've got a lot of teams to climb over and not a lot of time to do it. They have to go blazing hot and hope everybody else falls flat or plays 500 ball. So, tonight, the Aviators play host to Sacramento. The good news for the Aviators is that Sacramento is not one of the contending teams. They are 58-73 on the year. They are 24-33 in the second half. So, they just basically don't have any chance at all for a postseason run. That's the good news for the Aviators. The bad news for the Aviators is that despite all that, Sacramento has played Las Vegas tough all year. They played 18 games, and they've split them evenly 9-9. So who knows? Pitching matchup tonight in Game 1, the Taiwanese righty, Kaiwei Tang, who's having a very good year for Sacramento. He is 4-4, but with a nice 3.99 ERA, and he's a strikeout guy to be sure. Lefty Hogan Harris making the start for Las Vegas. Harris is the kind of guy who's been blowing hot and cold. He's had time in the big leagues quite a few games with Oakland. With Las Vegas, though, in 11 games, 1-2 with a 6.43 ERA. When Harris has his control, he's tough. When not, he can have an early exit. The Aviators also some other roster moves. Kirby Snead back on the roster, not physically here today, supposed to be here tomorrow. And Devin Sweet, a right-handed reliever out of the Seattle organization, picked up on waivers recently, is here and ready to go tonight. Of course, yesterday a day off, so there's all kinds of bullpen availability for the Aviators. Aviators coming off winning 4 out of 6 against visiting Salt Lake, a very tough loss on Sunday. And I was talking with Fran Reardon about that today, about the many different ways the Aviators could have won that game and did not. But that's history. Now, in front of them, the River Cats of Sacramento, the Giants AAA team. Matt Neverd and I will be back with more right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
Welcome back. Pre-game show continues. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett, and we'll be describing the action tonight from Las Vegas Ballpark. And Matt, we're pretty lucky to be calling games like this, games that truly matter in the month of September.
Yeah, games that matter this late in the season in a great ballpark with great weather after the rain and some humidity in the last series when Salt Lake came to town. It is a picture-perfect evening for baseball as the sun sets here in Southern Nevada, and we couldn't ask for anything more. We talked about it last week on the broadcast, just how exciting it is to do games that matter at this juncture of the season, and you brought it up in the open today. The Aviators very thankful and lucky that the scheduling done this way with the first half, second half. I mean, there's pros and cons to the traditional playoff setting. And here in the first half, second half, I think the latter makes more sense at the minor league level, given the today's circumstances, guys going up and down. You could have a team in April that is completely flipped by the time you come September. So me personally, I think I'm a fan of the first half, second half at the minor league level, and not just because it's benefited our guys this year.
Absolutely. So what we've got now, we will obviously be looking at the scoreboard to see what's going to go on as the Aviators host Sacramento. Round Rock is playing at El Paso. So El Paso will try to play the spoiler role by beating Round Rock if they can, the same way that Sacramento is going to try to do it here. So that's the story there. As far as the Tacoma Rainiers, they are in Salt Lake. And again, Salt Lake just finished winning, losing 4-6 here, but they won the last two games of the series. We'll see how they do against the Tacoma Rainiers. We'll break and come back. Matt's got your starting lineups next right after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Deppard with you from Las Vegas Ballpark, getting you set for first pitch in the opening game of a six-game series between the Aviators and the visiting Rivercats of Sacramento. The Rivercats, the top affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. Both managers just got done meeting at home plate. Dave Brundage, veteran skipper for the Sacramento Rivercats, and of course, fourth-year manager Fran Reardon for the Aviators. For Sacramento, leading things off and playing in left field is Luis Matos, getting the lineup started with Tyler Fitzgerald, the second baseman, batting second tonight. Elliot Ramos plays right field and will bat third, the Giants' number 26 prospect, hitting a cool 321 in 51 games with Sacramento on the year. Slugging third baseman David Villar hits behind him in the cleanup spot with the former number one overall prospect for the Giants, the catcher Joey Bart, hitting fifth. First baseman Armando Alvarez hits out of the sixth slot tonight, then back-to-back switch hitters featuring the center fielder Bryce Johnson out of the seventh spot and the slick fielding shortstop Yoan Camargo batting eighth. The designated hitter, batting ninth for Dave Brundage in Sacramento tonight, Jackson Reitz. Jackson spelled J-A-K-S-O-N. Tyler Wade leads things off for Las Vegas, the left-handed batter playing at second base defensively. Daryl Hernandez, his partner up the middle at shortstop, batting second. Cody Thomas had the best series for an Aviator in the most recent series against Salt Lake. Cody, in six appearances, was 10 of 20 with five doubles, a triple, and a home run. Cody Thomas batting 307 with 20 home runs, 90 RBIs. Those 90 ribbies, third in the Pacific Coast League. Yoel Pulso had a pair of home runs in the Salt Lake series as well. He gets the start at first base and batting in the cleanup spot with Kyle McCann doing the catching and batting behind him in the five hole. Connor Capel mans center field on defense and will bat in the sixth spot tonight with Max Schumann, number seven in the lineup, number seven on the card as well, playing out in left field. Brett Harris had a big series against Salt Lake as well, 7 of 16 overall with 3 home runs and 6 runs batted in over 5 appearances. Brett plays at third base defensively, hitting in the penultimate spot in the lineup with Greg Dykeman doing the DHing and rounding out the starting nine for the Aviators. Hogan Harris makes the start for Las Vegas, 1-2 with a 6.43 ERA, opposed by Taiwanese right-hander Kai Wei Tang for Sacramento. Harris versus Tang, the pitching matchup. Game 1 out of 6 between the Aviators and the Rivercats. We'll step aside for the national anthem. First pitch from Las Vegas Ballpark next.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Just can it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me sick. My Lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain. Put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Your Las Vegas Aviators will be taking on the Sacramento Rivercats this week. And there's something great going on every single game. Tuesday, September 5th, it's Reyes de Plata night. Wednesday the 6th, it's Bark in the Park. Thursday the 7th, $2 beer night. Friday the 8th, it's the Yellowstone hat giveaway. And Saturday the 9th, the Super Fun Marble Night with the Hulk bobblehead giveaway. Aviators baseball. Easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and baseball. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, welcome on back. Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer here with you, and a beautiful night Wow. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And some fans still making their way through the entrance here as the Aviators ready themselves for another important series. The series of Salt Lake started off really well for them. They won the first four, got shut out in the fifth game, which was the second game of a doubleheader. And then they quite honestly gave one away on Sunday with bad base running. They had a runner picked off third. They had a runner trying to go from second to third on a ground ball where he wasn't forced to go and got thrown out. And then in the ninth inning, had another runner who did not run on a pop-up that fell in, and that cost the Aviators at least one run. So it's one thing if you make mistakes like that, Matt, and lose by several runs. But when the dust settles and you lose by two, then you got to gnash your teeth a little bit.
Yeah, quite honestly, that six-game series kind of left a sour taste in the Aviators' mouth after winning the first four and then losing the last two rather unceremoniously. But we had said before this 12-game homestand started that if Las Vegas wins at least 7 or 8 out of the 12 games, they really put themselves in a good spot heading to Round Rock, halfway to pay dirt, halfway home. So far, so good. Las Vegas looking to take at least 3 of 4 from Sacramento this week.
All right. And Hogan Harris, they're certainly hoping that Hogan's got his control and his good stuff, because when he does, he can be very, very tough. Big left-hander from Louisiana, went to the University of Lafayette, Louisiana, and he's got a fastball in the low 90s. He's got an overhand curve in the mid to upper 70s. He's got a pretty good changeup, and he has kind of a slider-cutter hybrid he'll mix in every once in a while. Harris, big league time at Oakland, as we said, 6'2", 208. He's 26 years old, born the day after Christmas, 1996, Oakland's third-round pick in the 2018 draft. He lives in the Houston area now. All right, now we've dialed it up, and here we go. Luis Matos, who has hit the Aviators hard in the past. In fact, he's hit enough people hard that he was in the big leagues for a while. Recently optioned back down to Sacramento, and he is getting set to climb in right now against Hogan Harris. Matos, 356 average for Sacramento. That's a gaudy average. He swings at a first-pitch fastball at 94 miles an hour, fouls it back, strike 1-0-1. Matos, that's 31 games for Sacramento. Again, a chunk of the season with the parent San Francisco Giants. 9 homers and 22 batted in. And the breaking ball's inside, 1-1. But again, 9 homers and only 135 at-bats. That's plenty. He has half a dozen stolen bases. So Matos, very talented, especially at this level. The 1-1 from Harris. Fastball lifted foul to the right out of play. It's 1-2. By the way, a footnote, because Lawrence Butler had to go on the bereavement list, Kevin Smith was called up, so Kevin not here today. It might be a few days before they get him back or there's another move made. 1-2 pitch. Matos sends a fly ball to left, backing up as Schumann to the edge of the track to reach up and make the catch. Well, you know, Matos even seemed to hit the ball that hard, but it really carried, and there's one out.
Yeah, that thing exploding off the bat. That's why Matos had spent the majority of the year with the Giants. Just want to clean up a couple of things offensively. Swinging at pitches outside the strike zone, that strike recognition, one of the main things that they want him to work on here at the AAA level.
And with one out, the batter is the right-handed hitting second baseman Tyler Fitzgerald, who has hit Vegas very hard this year. The pitch is a strike, 0-1. Fitzgerald's average for the year, 278. 19 homers, 62 batted in, and 23 steals. 18 homers, I beg your pardon. There's a swing and a miss at a fastball, and it's 0-2. But Fitzgerald, who began the year at Double-A Richmond and really hit well. I mean, he was the player of the month in Eastern League. That's why he got called up here, and he's played well here. The 0-2, a drive hit to deep right center. Connor Capel gliding over to make the catch from a center field position. Pretty well hit ball. Two outs for Elliot Ramos. We'll look at the Las Vegas defensive setup for you. Game one of this six-game set. Yoel Pozo at first. Tyler Wade playing second base. Darryl Hernandez at short. Brett Harris at third. Max Schumann in left. Connor Capel in center. Over in right, Cody Thomas. Kyle McCann catching for Hogan Harris. All right. Here's Ramos. Ramos looks at a breaking ball for ball one at 77 miles an hour. 1-0. Ramos at 321. Another good performer in the Rivercats. A dozen home runs, 44 batted in, and only 51 games. Been a good producer for them. And the off-speed breaking ball low, 2-0. He also has 8 steals. Ramos is hitting third, playing right field. Two outs, nobody on. We're just underway here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Harris, fastball, swung on and missed, 2-1, 92 miles an hour.
And one change today with the pitch clock. News coming down that the pitch clock being adjusted to 17 seconds with bases empty or runners on base at the AAA level only beginning tonight.
2-1, and that's ball three. Looked like a changeup missing at 80 miles an hour. 3-1 on Ramos. On deck, David Villar, right-handed hitting third baseman. The 3-1 on the way to Ramos, and he takes that one down and in for ball four. The two-out walk extends the inning now for Villar. And Villar, plenty of power. 268, 13 homers, 41 batted in.
And in regards to the pitch clock, if you have not watched a game before, for the uninitiated, it was 18 seconds with runners on base and 14 seconds with the bases open. But Major League Baseball wanting to tinker, wanting to find one number where the pitch clock can be set to no matter what. I'm in agreement there. It's just a matter of what that number is going to be.
All right, here's VR, 26-year-old from Atlanta. He takes a fastball inside ball one at 93 miles an hour, 1-0. David VR, right-handed batter, wearing number six in the back of his orange jersey. Kind of fitting for getting close to the fall here. Pumpkin color. There's a high foul outside first. Pozo is drifting over. He's got room. Backs up and makes the catch with both feet in the dirt in front of the Aviator dugout. And the inning is over just like that. No runs for Sacramento in the first inning against Hogan Harris. No hits, no errors. One left at the end of half an inning. Sacramento nothing. The Aviators against Kaiwei Teng coming up.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Welcome back, friends. All right, here we go. Bottom of the first, no score. Russ Langer with Matt Neverett. And the Aviators will get their first licks now at Kaiwei Teng. All right. Story behind this right-hander. He's 6'4", close to 250 pounds. 24 years old from Taiwan. Minnesota made him an international free agent signing in December of 2017. But he moved over to the Giants organization last year. And this year, he split his year between AA Richmond and Sacramento. First pitch at 90 miles an hour, fastball foul back by Tyler Wade, strike 1-0-1. Wade opens up at 287. He's been a solid performer the last several weeks. And, of course, he's a spark plug. He needs to get on to ignite the Las Vegas offense. The pitch, good, slow breaking ball. Swung on a miss, slider. It is 0-2. At Richmond this year, Tai-Wei Teng 1-3 with a 4.75 ERA. His ERA is even better in the hitter-friendly PCL. 4-4 with a 3.99 ERA. Here is the 0-2 to Tyler Wade from Teng. Fastball down low. One ball and two strikes is the count. Teng, the fifth Taiwanese player ever signed by the Minnesota Twins, his original organization. Here is the 1-2. Wade hits a ground ball to second. Right there's Tyler Fitzgerald, and one Tyler throws out another one. One out the batter, Darryl Hernandez. The Rivercats on the defensive side for game one of this half a dozen game set here. Armando Alvarez at first, Tyler Fitzgerald at second, Yoan Camargo at short, David Villar at third. Luis Matos in left, Brian Johnson in center, Elliot Ramos over in right, and Joey Bart catching for Kai, that's K-A-I dash Wei, W-E-I, Teng, T-E-N-G. Swing and a miss, strike one. Slider. One strike on Darryl Hernandez, who starts off at 3-15. Darryl, in the Salt Lake series, 5 out of 20. Here's the 0-1 on the way from Teng. And the right-hander lets it go. That one skips to the backstop at 91. One ball and one strike to count. 2017, Teng pitched for the Taiwanese City National Sports University's baseball team in high school. He also spent time training there. The Nike Taiwan Youth Elite Camp. Here's the pitch. High fly ball to deep right center. Ramos was playing shallow. He's got to go all the way back to the track and makes the catch one step in front of the wall. Boy, Hernandez got that one up, but the breeze might have helped the River Cats actually that time. And Ramos made a good play and go a long way out there to make the catch deep on the warning track when he was playing shallow.
And he didn't have to go straight back, kind of did it in a banana hook, as you had mentioned. He was shaded way in and towards the line. He actually turned the wrong way, opened up towards center field, and at the last second was able to open the hips like a football safety and make the catch at the track.
Cody Thomas, 20 homers, 90 RBIs, standing in now with two outs. Swings and misses at a first pitch at 87, strike 1-0-1. Cody at 3-0-7. One strike to count.
Love modern-day baseball because we could tell you exactly how far Ramos had to go. 110 feet in less than 5 seconds, and that was while making a nice little banana hook on that grab.
Thomas has hit safely in 7 of his last 8 games. The 0-1, and that one is in for a strike. Nothing in 2 in the Salt Lake series. Cody played throughout. And in 20 at-bats, he hit them well. 10 hits, including a home run. Here's the 0-2 now on the way to Thomas. Swing and a miss. Sinking fastball down and away at 88. Got him. So each starter off to a decent start in the first. The Aviators, for their part, go out 1-2-3 despite the long fly ball by Hernandez. And at the end of one at Las Vegas Ballpark, there's no score.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Along with Matt Everett, Russ Langer here. And we are continuing. We have one inning complete, and there is no score. Hogan Harris, walk one in the first, and that's it. No damage. 5, 6, and 7 for Sacramento coming up here, starting with a right-handed hitting catcher, former first-round pick, Joey Bart. Takes a pitch, high ball one, fastball at 92 miles an hour. One ball and no strikes. Bart, 249, 6 homers, 27 batted in. Armando Alvarez on deck, then Bryce Johnson. And that pitch is high again, same pitch, 2-0 on Joey Bart. Harris pitched once in the Salt Lake series. That was a week ago. He piggybacked Mason Miller, so it was a relief outing for him.
and he pitched well. Pitch is inside, now it's 3-0. Five innings with just three hits. He did walk three and allow three runs earned, but he struck out five and got the win, his first win. Here is the look and the pitch, and it's a strike. 3-1. Harris has been, though, Jekyll and Hyde against Sacramento. He had perhaps his best game of the year in Sacramento back on May 4th. Line drive to left. Schumann going back and makes a one-handed catch angling toward the alleyway. Well-hit ball. One out for Armando Alvarez. In that game, Harris went five shutout innings and allowed only three hits. Walked four, struck out three, and had no decision in the game. So he was really good. But his first game back, remember, he got called up in late May and was with Oakland until early August. His first game back with Las Vegas was here against Sacramento August 9th. 3 2/3, he was knocked out on the fourth, allowing three runs earned on four hits and three walks. Pitch outside, ball one. He did strike out six, but and ended up with no decision because the Aviators did end up scoring nine runs, so he didn't get the loss. Here's the 1-0 to Alvarez. He hits a bounding ball foul outside third and an off-speed pitch. One ball to one strike. Alvarez, 3-0-7, 14 homers, 44 batted in. If you look at the Rivercats, they don't have an enviable record, but they, in terms of individual players, they have several guys with very good numbers. The 1-1 curveball stays high, 2-1. So Harris making his fourth appearance since being sent back by Oakland, and he's 1-1 in that time. Here's the 2-1 pitch. High fly ball to deep left center this time. Schumann going all the way back, looking up at the wall, and that one is out of here. We told you, Alvarez has a little pop. That's his 15th home run, and it's a 1-0 lead for Sacramento in the top of the second inning. And one thing about Harris, everything, even the outs, have been hit in the air.
Yeah, and the long ball really hadn't plagued him too much with the Aviators this year. That's just the sixth home run he's given up in just north of 43 innings, although the long ball was an issue when he got his first call to the big leagues. He's allowed 10 home runs with Oakland in just 63 innings on the year. By the way, that for Armando Alvarez, his third home run of the year against the Aviators out of his 15 total.
Here now is Johnson, a switch hitter, and he bangs one in the right field for a base hit. He went the other way with a fastball, a good piece of hitting. Thomas gets it back in. So Bryce Johnson, who has good speed, came in at 283, 14 steals and 18 tries, so the Aviators will need to keep an eye on him. Everything's been hit well in this inning. A line out by Bart to left, a home run by Alvarez, and Johnson hunting for a fastball on the first pitch, got it and singled. Here's Camargo, 260 average at 8 homers and 25 driven in. Yoan Camargo. He was at Kansas City's AAA team in Omaha early this year. He looks at a strike, 0-1. Switch hitting shortstop. They got switch hitters back-to-back in the 7 and 8 slots in the order. Camargo, now wearing number 10, back in, looks around. He's from Panama in the Phillies organization last year. Pitch down low, one ball and one strike.
Camargo probably doesn't mind coming back to Las Vegas ballpark. Remember when Sacramento was here last August 8th through the 13th? That's when they signed Camargo. He had been hanging out since his release from the Royals organization.
1-1, there is a strike, 1-2. Off-speed breaking ball got in there at 82 miles an hour. Dave Brundage is the manager of the Rivercats. Third base coach is a former Las Vegas 51s player from the Dodgers affiliation days, Holbert Cabrera, who is from Columbia. Throw to first base and Bryce Johnson back in.
It's funny, there just always seems to be a former Las Vegas player on the coaching staffs of these PCL teams.
Well, in Sacramento's case, they also have a couple of guys who play for the Aviators this year, Trenton Brooks and Parker Dunshy. Fastball fouled off to the right. It's a ball and two strikes on Yoan Camargo.
There is that unique tie as well. Sacramento, the most recent AAA affiliate of Oakland before they transitioned to Las Vegas in 2019. So there are a lot of intrinsic ties between these two organizations.
Harris set. Johnson at first, about three steps off the bag. There's a comebacker. Harris fires to second. That's one. Wade over to first. That's two. 1-4-3 double play. The first ball on the ground that Harris has induced, and he got it at the right time for an inning-ending double play. Sacramento gets a run on two hits. No errors, no one left, and at the end of an inning and a half, Sacramento 1, Las Vegas nothing.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
My friends, it is a beautiful September evening here at Las Vegas Ballpark, and hope you'll join us. Five more games on the homestand, and they're all big as the Aviators are in the thick of this race. 1-0 Sacramento. Here's Yoel Pozo, and he takes a ting fastball low at 89, ball 1-1-0. Kai Wei Tang got three outs in the first inning in consecutive order, and Pozo starting off, he's been one of the top hitting catchers in the league all year long. He hits a high foul off to the right, slicing out of play. One ball and one strike on Pozo, who's hitting .322 with 16 home runs. Got a six-game hitting streak coming in. And he hit two home runs in the Salt Lake Series, too, including one on Sunday. With two outs in the ninth inning, they made a 7-5 game out of a 7-3 game, but a little bit too little too late. Salt Lake won the game 7-5. The 1-1. Fastball strike toward the outside at 93. 1-2. I will tell you that we have a very special guest lined up for our pregame show tomorrow, a Hall of Famer by the name of Ricky Henderson, who is here. Here's the 1-2 on the way. There's a drive down the right field line, slicing away from Ramos. He won't get it, and it's a fair ball. It goes spinning into the corner, rattling around there. Pozo on his way to second has a stand-up double, and the Aviators have their first base hit of the evening.
Well, you talk about Ricky, and Pozo puts up extra bases. All's well that ends well on that swing, because that was not a pretty-looking effort from Yoel Pozo. Nothing against his offensive game, but it rarely is for him. He's such an instinctual hitter, does whatever it takes to put the ball in play wherever it was pitched. That one way outside, he was just able to slice it fair.
All right, here's McCann. So that means Pozo has a seven-game hitting streak now. McCann settles in from the left side. Tang looks at Pozo and comes to his hitter, and the pitch is fouled back. Well, he had a good swing at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball and just missed it. Strike one on McCann.
Tell you what, I see Ricky down in the dugout right now. It's a pretty good guy to get some in-game mentoring from. He looks good in the Reyes de Plata uniform as well.
I can't imagine him looking bad in any uniform.
Very true.
0-1 on McCann. Tang looks at second. Pozo a modest lead. And there is a slider chased and missed, and it's 0-2.
Although I will say, Ricky wearing a full uniform, and that includes the pants, although these pants are a little bit looser than the ones that he used to wear in his playing days.
All right, two strikes to count. Pozo off second, nobody out. Bottom of the second, 1-0 Sacramento. Kai Wei Tang delivers. And that slider's inside. The ball had good wrinkle to it, but McCann took it inside. 84 miles an hour, 1-2. Kyle in the Salt Lake Series was 4-12, and two of those four hits were home runs. Connor Capel waiting on deck. Tang stretches. Pozo off second, and the 1-2 to McCann. Swing and a miss, strike three. Chase an outside fastball. Second strikeout for Tang. Pozo at second with one out, and the batter Connor Capel. Well, just one of those things. Nothing that anybody can help. but the number one offensive performer for the Las Vegas Aviators against Sacramento this year just got called up because Lawrence Butler is on the bereavement list. That's Kevin Smith. Other Aviators have hit Sacramento reasonably well, but Smith, 474. Here's the pitch to Connor Capel. Breaking ball inside, ball one. 1-0.
Smith definitely has certain series when he's here in Las Vegas where he'll turn it on extra. I mean, he always hits down here, but that last series against Sacramento when they visited, he was on an otherworldly level.
1-0 to Capel. Pozo at second, one out. Slider in the dirt. It's cradled there by Bart. Ball be tossed out of play. 2-0. Capel, 264. 9 homers, 45 batted in, and 15 stolen bases. In the Salt Lake series, they kept him relatively quiet. He was 4 out of 17. Max Schumann is on deck. Kai Wei-Ting. Stretch. Pozo with a shortstop Camargo behind him off second base. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Connor Capel now. Fastball outside, 3-0. Tomorrow, game two at 7:05. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Right-hander Chad Patrick will get the start for Las Vegas tomorrow in game two. 3-0 is a strike. Steered it in there at 85. 3-1 on Connor Capel. Tang looking in. Bart flashing out. Now here's the stretch and the 3-1 on the way to Capel. Pozo an extra step off the bag at second. The pitch. Breaking ball high. No, a strike call. Boy, Capel was convinced it was a ball, and he was heading to first, but it was a strike. 3-2 is the count.
Back-to-back cutters from Tang on 3-0 and 3-1. Would venture to guess he'll throw something else here on the 3-2 pitch.
Outfield straightaway, medium depth. The payoff pitch. That's outside. Ball four. First walk allowed by Tang. 2-1, 1-out for Max Schumann, playing left field today. Max making his way to the plate now. Starting off this series, hitting .277. 9 homers and 41 batted in. Been a struggle for Max lately. He was only 1 out of 11 in the Salt Lake series. He's climbing back in now with Pozo at second, Capel at first, one out in the bottom of the second inning. Tang, set, and the pitch. Fastball inside. Schumann has been hit more than any other Aviator and nearly got clipped that time. He's been hit 14 times. No one else has been hit more than 6 times. First and second, one out the pitch. Up and in again. 2-0.
And the thing is for Schumann, it's not like he stands extraordinarily close to the plate or has a big wide open stance. He's just had bad luck. He does have a supreme eye, also leads the team in walks so far this year.
Here's the 2-0 and the pitch. Breaking ball hit hard toward third, gloved by Villar, who steps on third, and that's the only out they're going to get. So Schumann hit it hard, and Villar went toward the line to get it. If he'd thrown to second, he might have started a double play, but he was headed toward the line, so he did the smart thing. He just went to the bag himself because momentum was carrying in the wrong direction. Two outs. Pozo is out on the fourth play. Fielder's choice puts Capel at second. The batter, Brett Harris.
And that's a smart call by VR, especially early in a one-run game. You don't want to try to start anything too crazy if you don't have it 100% for sure in the bag. So take the sure thing, get the lead runner, and bring up the eight hitter in the lineup with two outs.
That eight hitter is Brett Harris at .268, 4 homers and 13 batted in. The pitch. And it's a little low ball one. Harris coming off a very good series against Salt Lake. He was 7 out of 16. And I mentioned that he's got 4 home runs. He hit 3 of them in that Salt Lake series and knocked in 5 runs. 2 on, 2 out. 1-0 Sacramento, bottom of the second to pitch. Fastball driven to deep right, slicing toward the corner. Ramos on the dead run. He is not going to get it, and it's a fair ball. It jumps up into the seats for an automatic double. And that is a break for Sacramento because Schumann would have scored easily on that. The game is tied at 1. Good job by Harris. He took that outside pitch, went right with it, and there was no way Ramos could get there. Ball hit on the warning track just inside the chalk and bounced over the fence and foul ground.
Yeah, that thing had a ton of English on it because for that thing to go into the corner and take one hop and then end up where it ended up in the seats, That thing had a ton of spin, and as you mentioned, Sacramento fortunate that that thing bounced into the seats. Otherwise, Schumann was right behind Connor Capo, breaking on contact with two down. He's on third for Greg Dykeman.
And Harris has seven doubles and 14 RBIs now. And Dykeman sends a high drive to deep straightaway center. Back goes Johnson. He is at the track and makes the catch directly in front of the 415 sign. That ball went probably 405, but he hit it to the long part of the yard. And the inning is over. The Aviators do tie with a run on one hit. Two hits. No errors. One left. And at the end of two, the game is tied at one.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find a Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruLasVegas.com.
All right, after two, a 1-1 game. Russ Langer here along with Matt Neverett. Hogan Harris facing the number nine hitter for Sacramento. The right-handed hitting DH, Jackson Reitz. Looks at a fastball that rides high at 91. Ball 1-1-0. Reitz, 253, 14 homers, 48 batted, and another power source in this lineup. Fastball missing, and the count is 2-0 on Reitz. Unusual spelling of the first name, J-A-K-S-O-N, no C in there. Reitz is R-E-E-T-Z. Swings and fouls a fastball back. One ball and one strike. Reitz is 6 feet tall, 205, 27 years old. He's from Hickman, Nebraska. Played at Nashville and Omaha last year. Nashville's Milwaukee's AAA team and has a long drive to straightaway center. Capel's going to stand and watch this one go over the batter's eye. I'm telling you. These guys, they got some guys with a little pop, no question. Alvarez homered in the second, and Reitz goes dead central over the 415 sign and beyond. And it's 2-1 Sacramento in the third.
For Reitz, that's his 11th home run with Sacramento, his 15th on the year, and his third in five games against the Aviators. We've talked about guys that have plagued Las Vegas pitching. Jackson Reitz, no exception. In fact, he's one of the primary sources of the power.
Here's Matos. Matos hit a ball to the warning track and left, caught by Schumann. Changeup, line down the left field line, fair. Into the corner it goes. Schumann in pursuit. Matos on his way to second base, and he has a double. He hit a ball to deep left, and it was caught to open up the game, and now he ropes a double. Now, that's four hits for Sacramento. Matos at second with nobody out. And Tyler Fitzgerald comes up now.
And you want to talk about a guy that's plagued the Aviators. Nobody has done more so than Fitzgerald in his 71 at-bats against Las Vegas this year. Three home runs, six doubles. He's driven in 16 runs against the Aviators as well.
And he takes down an in ball one, breaking ball. One ball and no strikes the count.
Fitzgerald has played all over the diamond against Las Vegas as well. Second, short, some center and right field even.
Matos leads off second. Harris, a look at him, comes home. Curveball, swung on a miss. Good pitch, good downward action on that curve at 76 miles an hour. One ball and one strike on Tyler Fitzgerald. He is originally from Springfield, Illinois, state capital. He'll be 26 soon, just a few days. Ground ball to short. Right there is Hernandez. He throws out Fitzgerald, and when the ball hit behind him, Matos took the liberty of advancing to third. One out. Fitzgerald 0 for 2. And the batter is Ramos, who walked in the first inning. Elliott, spelling it H-E-L-I-O-T, Ramos. Ramos from Puerto Rico, first-round draft pick of the Giants in 2017. The infield is in. And the pitch. Change up in low. McCann blocked it. Ball one. One ball and no strikes on Ramos.
You want to talk about an athletic family? Look no further than the Ramos clan. His older brother Henry, who was with Reno last year, now playing in the major leagues. He has another younger brother named Hector, who is a current professional soccer player. Elliott was the highest paid of the three, though, when they all signed.
The 1-0 to Ramos. Fastball down and in. 2-0. Infield in. Pozo and Tyler Wade on the right side. Wade shaded toward the bag. Hernandez and Harris on the left side. Hernandez is a step back from the infield grass, and Harris about even with the bag. The 2-0, swing and a miss. He tried to hold up on a high pitch. He went around. Strike one. 2-1.
Ramos was the 19th overall pick back in 2017 by the Giants. He was the second youngest player drafted that year, and the bonus of just over $3 million was way over slot for, at that time, a Puerto Rican high schooler.
The 2-1, and that one is in for a strike. Good breaking ball. That had good wrinkle on it. 77 miles an hour. Two balls and two strikes is the count now. David Villar, the cleanup hitter on deck. Harris set, and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Boy, Harris came back from a 2-0 count. And he got Ramos. Two of the three pitches were high fastballs. The other one was a breaking ball. It was a called strike. Big strikeout for Harris. That's his first strikeout, and he needed that one. Now with two outs, the infield can back up to conventional depth. And here's VR, who fouled out to first baseman Yoel Pozo to end the first inning. 2-1 Rivercats, top of the third. Harris delivers. Fastball rides high at 92, ball one.
Love the pitch sequencing during that last at-bat from Hogan Harris, especially with one strike. If you can break a curveball in there for strike two, any high rising fastball leaves a batter wonderstruck whether they're swinging or not.
Here's the 1-0. Fastball 2-0, word of the day, wonderstruck. Two balls and no strikes.
I'm studying for the SATs, you know.
You don't need to study for the SATs. 2-0. Harris stretches. Matos off third with two away. The pitch. Change up. Swung on and missed. That's a big league move right there. 2-0 change. And he swung early. 2-1.
Speaking of the SATs, one of the newest fun developments in fantasy football. I got a buddy who's playing in a league where they have a last place punishment. He told me that if you lose that league, you have to take the SAT. Now that's punishment enough.
Ooh, ooh. Pitch missing. It's 3-1.
I can only imagine how you... Hey, you set that up. You call a high school and say, hey, I got a buddy who's bad at fantasy sports. Let him come take this college admissions exam.
Yeah, I wonder about that one. VR hits a high pop-up on the right side of second base. Tyler Wade wants it. Both feet on the dirt. He's got it with two hands, and that's the inning. Good job by Harris. They do get a run on the home run by Reitz, but then after that, Matos doubled, and they cannot cash him in. Sacramento takes the lead with a run on two hits. No errors and a man left. And at the end of 2.5, Sacramento 2, the Aviators 1.
Hey, Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability. And for the first time ever, 7-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
All right, bottom of the third. It is a 2-1 lead for the visiting Sacramento Rivercats. The Sacramento Rivercats are the Giants' AAA team. And the Aviators will open up the third with the top of the order. Tyler Wade, Darryl Hernandez, and Cody Thomas against the Taiwanese righty Kaiwei Tang. The pitch. And nearly hit him. Wade had a jackknife and skitter out of the box. The ball bounced to the backstop. Wade uses the bat to tap the ball on the ground over to the bat boy. Strike one, ball one, 1-0. Wade grounded out to second, his first time up. Darryl Hernandez waits his turn on deck. Third baseman VR in on the grass. In case of a bunt, here's the 1-0, and that's outside ball two, 2-0. We'll get some scores for you in the Pacific Coast League and the Major Leagues. Ted Wien's trivia question coming up a bit later. Here's the 2-0 now on the way to Wade. He looks at a strike, 2-1. Two balls and one strike on Tyler Wade. Nobody on base, nobody out. Bottom of the third, 2-1 Sacramento. Game one of six, the pitch. That's down and in, 3-1. Kaiwei Tang traded from the Twins to the Giants in a deal involving Sam Dyson. That's how he became a member of the Giants organization. Here's the 3-1 on the way to Wade. And it's on the way. Breaking ball, a little high, ball four. And the Aviators' biggest base-stealing threat is aboard, representing the tying run here in the third. Second walk allowed by Tang in two innings plus.
And Wade, yep. I was going to say, that's not normally a part of his game. Tang averaging just about every other inning on a walk, double the innings to walks this year, and that's not the guy you want to put on to start an inning either.
All right, here we go. Here's Hernandez, swinging a foul. Breaking ball, strike 1-0-1. We'll hit it toward the first base dugout. Hernandez hit the ball well in the first inning, and it carried deep to the warning track. And Elio Ramos was playing shallow. Ramos is playing a little bit deeper now. Not deep by any means, at least medium depth, but in fact he's creeping in a little bit. 0-1 on Hernandez. Wade way off first, at least a four-step lead. The pitch up and away with that fastball at 93. One ball and one strike to count. Tyler Wade, currently tied for third in the league with 33 steals. Here's the 1-1 stretch. Throw to first, and Wade scrambles back in there. Fairly close, but he got back. 33 steals, been caught seven times. Of course, baseball's all-time stolen base king will be our pregame guest tomorrow, Mr. Ricky Henderson. 1-1 stretch. Wade leads off first, the pitch. Hernandez takes outside. Two balls and a strike on Hernandez.
And what's funny about Ricky is a lot of times when former players or people with notoriety within baseball come to Las Vegas ballpark, you know, they'll hang out with the team, they'll schmooze with the folks, and they'll hang up in the suite. Not Ricky. He's in the dugout in uniform.
Wade jumps way off, and that means that Tang prompted stepped off the rubber. Wade made a U-turn, got back to the bag. Two balls and a strike. Cody Thomas on deck. Wade, again, a healthy leadoff first, does not go. And Hernandez swings and misses, and it's 2-2. Hernandez, three homers, 21 driven in. Wade standing at first. Alvarez holds him on. There was a rumor that Ricky might be coaching first, but he's not over there, at least not yet. Here's the 2-2 on the way. Wade bluffs and a high foul off to the right out of play. 2-2 still on Darryl Hernandez. 2-1 Sacramento, bottom of the third.
Speaking of those that will join us on the broadcast tomorrow, I'm also excited to speak with Drew Robinson, a former Rivercat player,
yes,
Las Vegas resident, Suicide Awareness Week, Suicide Awareness Month as well, and as a survivor. He's got a crazy story, and he's one of the nicest, most driven guys I've ever had the chance to be around in baseball.
Incredible story and quite an individual. Here's the 2-2. And it's on the way, and Hernandez promptly bangs it into right field for a base hit. Wade will stop at second as Ramos gets it back in quickly to Camargo. And it's now first and second, nobody out. That is a very good piece of hitting by Hernandez on a 2-2. They kept working him away. Everything was away, and he went right with that pitch and banged it through the right side.
Picture perfect with the right side of that infield vacated. Even with nobody on and Fitzgerald maybe aligned in a more traditional spot for a second baseman, that thing's still likely going to slice through the right side. Great at bat, great result. Darryl Hernandez, a phenomenal all-around hitter in his first year with the Oakland organization.
And with Wade at second and Hernandez at first, here's Thomas. Cody struck out swinging his first time up at a pitch that was outside. The pitch, outside, ball one, 1-0. Now, time call. Pitching coach Garvin Alston is, normally he walks to the mound, but he went sprinting out there along with catcher Joey Bart and the three men talking in the mound right now. You remember, Cody Thomas is coming off one of his better series of the year. Against Salt Lake, he was 10 for 20 with a double, a triple, and a home run.
I mean, he had five doubles in that series, including three in one game. So Thomas really getting into a hot stretch hitting. And what's this? So it looks like Joey Bart's coming out of the game, a new catcher, or rather Jackson, who is catching? Joey Bart coming out of the game. All of a sudden just saw another body emerge, and that looks like Ricardo Henovez, and it is wearing number 28.
That's him.
So that visit, as much to identify what was going on with the command of Kai Wei Tang, but also looked like Bart had something he needed to tell the bench and has likely lifted himself from this game, Henovez, in to take his spot. You and I were wondering what was taking so long on the mound.
Yeah. Bart lined out to left in his one at-bat in the second inning.
And smoked it.
Yeah, and this is highly unusual that a position player would come out of the game in the middle of an inning. So we don't have any word as to what's up, but Ricardo Henovez is going to apparently finish up behind the plate for Bart. And if you're scoring, put Henovez in Bart's spot in the lineup, which is the number five position in the lineup, which means he will lead off the next inning when the Rivercats bat in the fourth.
And Bart had a minor groin strain earlier in the year that landed him on the injured list, but he's been back and in the active roster every day since May, so not sure if the two are connected.
All right, we're resuming play. 1-0 on Cody Thomas, first and second. Nobody out, bottom of the third. Check swing foul to the third base dugout. Look out over there. The ball bounds down the dugout steps. 1-1. Cody didn't mean to swing. 1-1, and Rivercats a 2-1 lead.
Kind of laughing there because that was right where Joey Bart was hanging out in the dugout. He was almost taken out a second time.
1-1 stretch. Tang delivers. That's down and in. 2-1. Wade at second. Hernandez at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the third. A 2-1 lead for the Rivercats. Yoel Pozo waits on deck. Tang, a stretch again. Look back at Wade. The shortstop, Camargo, right behind him. Cody hits a slow ground ball to second. To his left is Fitzgerald. He goes to second and gets a force play. Throw back to third, and Wade standing on the back. So that slow ground ball results in a 4-6 fielder's choice. Hernandez out at second. Good play by Tyler Fitzgerald to get him. Wade goes to third. Thomas at first on the fielder's choice. And with the runners at the corners and one out, here's Pozo, who drove one into the right field corner for a double and got forced out at third.
The issue for Pozo in this situation with the double play active up the middle has been putting the ball on the ground. Pozo has grounded into 12 double plays this year. Nobody on the active roster has done it more than seven times. He'll look to elevate something here.
Tang, on the other hand, has only induced two ground balls so far out of his 45 pitches. There's a swing and a foul at the plate, breaking ball. Strike one, 0-1.
I mean, in a situation like this, if you're a hitter, you can almost forget about the runner at first. One-run game, runner on third, less than two outs. You're looking to elevate something and at the very least drive him in on a sacrifice fly.
Outfield straightaway, medium depth for Pozo. The one-strike stretch by Tang. First and third, one out, bottom of the third, the pitch. Hard ground ball to third. Glove by VR. He goes to second for one, on to first. That's an inning-ending double play. Sharply hit. But he got the ground ball when he needed it, and VR was able to get it. And the Aviators' opportunity goes by the wayside. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. After three, Sacramento 2, the Aviators 1.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Premium checking from America First Credit Union is so much more than a regular checking account. It's a saves you money, makes life easier, always has your back account, because it's absolutely loaded with fantastic benefits and features. In fact, it comes stocked with so much awesome stuff. It was voted best perks by Money.com. So make sure you're rocking more than a checking account. Head to America First and apply for the exclusive protection, perks, and paybacks of premium checking today. Subject to membership eligibility and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming the Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best advertisers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
After three, Rivercats lead it 2-1. Gerardo Ricardo Jimenez, who's from Caracas, Venezuela, 24 years old, 6'2", 190. He'll get his first at-bat, taking over for Joey Bart. We still don't know why Bart was pulled out of the game in the middle of the inning. But we do know that Genoves, G-E-N-O-V-E-S, is replacing him. And he takes a fastball high. Ball one. 1-0. Genoves, .228 average. Five homers, 29 batted in. Armando Alvarez on deck. High drive to deep center. Backing up is Capel. Capel still going back. Makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the track. Well hit ball. Capel had room out there where it's 4-15. So with a one out, the batter is Armando Alvarez, who hit the home run to left center that got Rivercats on the board. They lead 2-1 on home runs by Alvarez and the DH, Jackson Reitz.
And that make that two hard hit balls from the number five spot in the lineup. Joey Bart lined out to left in the second on a ball that left his bat at over 113. That one by Genoves nearly cleared the fence.
Fastball lifted foul to the right, slicing out of play. Strike one. 0-1 the count on Armando Alvarez.
So you can hear it bleeding through on the crowd microphone in the back of the broadcast. How about the big mariachi band that did the national anthem? They're beyond the right field fence right now, kind of making laps around the concourse playing.
Hard ground ball at the middle, a base hit by Alvarez. And Capel gets it back in. Very hard hit ball by Armando Alvarez. Alvarez, who was born in Miami, former Yankee property, has now homered and singled, stung the ball twice. And the batter's Bryce Johnson, a single to right in the second, right before Camargo's inning-ending double play. Brian Corey's out there to speak to Harris, who's only trailing 2-1, but he's now given up five hits. And the first two balls in this inning have been hit right on the button.
And straight away to center field on both occasions as well. That tells you that both Genoves and Alvarez were on it on the timing. Mm-hmm. That they saw something early, and maybe it's the pitch sequencing. Maybe Harris not necessarily tunneling the pitches. You want them to look like they're coming from the exact same spot. But that looked like a mechanical tweak that Brian Corey went out there and bent Hogan's ear about.
Now, here is the pitch. It's down and in, ball one. On the scoreboard, potentially, I got to underscore that word, good news. They're in the ninth inning in El Paso. El Paso leads Round Rock 9-5. Round Rock coming up for the last at-bats, down by four. Change up high. 2-0. And the team tied. Again, the Aviators are one game back around Rock for the last playoff spot. Tied with Tacoma. What's Tacoma doing? Well, they're batting in the eighth inning, trailing at Salt Lake 6-5. Keep an eye on that, too. Pitch down and in. 2-0 on Bryce Johnson.
And Round Rock went up by the 6-5 score in the bottom of the seventh, so that's a newfound deficit for the Rainiers.
I mean Salt Lake did.
Yes.
All right. Here's the 3-0 on the way. That's inside. Now he has walked Johnson. So that's the second walk allowed by Harris. Two on with one out. With a switch hitting shortstop Camargo at a comebacker in the second, which Harris parlayed into an inning-ending 1-4-3 double play. Yeah, that you can hear that mariachi music pretty plainly. 2-1, Sacramento. The pitch, good off-speed pitch. Chased and missed. He swung way early on that one. Strike one, 0-1. And you can hear the singers, too. Infield looking for two. Alvarez at second. Johnson at first, one out. Fourth inning, time called. Camargo requesting time. Big league scores in Anaheim. They're in the fifth inning. Baltimore 2, the Angels nothing. Fifth inning in Phoenix. Rockies 3, Diamondbacks 2. Sixth inning, Toronto and Oakland. No score in Oakland. One hopper to third. Harris goes to second. That's one. On to first. That's two. Well, turnabout is fair play. 5-4-3 double play. Ended the Vegas third. It ends the Sacramento fourth, and Camargo's it into two double plays now. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning and the score. Rivercats 2, the Aviators 1.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLB Las Vegas.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Just can't it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big brown can to catch this grease. No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
Findlay Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
All right, go to the bottom of the fourth inning now. It's a 2-1 lead for the Rivercats and the Taiwanese righty, Kai Wei Teng. Las Vegas with a 5, 6, and 7 batsman here. Kyle McCann, Connor Capel, both lefties, and the right-handed swinging Max Schumann after that. All right. Here we go. Tang ready in the pitch. McCann hits a line drive over a leaping Fitzgerald. Great leaping Fitzgerald. Base hit. I don't get much of a chance to say stuff like that, so I have to take my shots. Base hit by McCann. Four hits for the Aviators. And here's Capel. Capel walked and scored the Aviator run in the second on the double by Brett Harris. Anyway, for Tang, this is his second appearance. He appeared here back on August 12th, the last game of that series. Third baseman Villar comes in tight, and Capel takes a pitch a little low, ball one. 1-0. The Aviators, they weren't too kind to him. He went four innings, allowed six runs earned on nine hits. He hit a couple of guys. No walks, five strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. Capel takes that one low. Ball two. It is 2-0. He had no decision in that game. Throwing 78 pitches, 53 strikes. Most pitches he's thrown in a game for Sacramento this year, 91. Two starts ago in El Paso. He's been good the last two starts, though. In fact, the last three starts. Every start since the Vegas start, interestingly. He's been good, but now we'll see. Here's the 2-0 to Capel. Line foul to the left out of play. Strike one, 2-1.
In those three outings between starts against Las Vegas, Tang struck out at least seven in each of those three games, and he's actually coming off of his first and only, to this point, quality start of the year. Gave up two runs on four hits in his last time out over six innings, so Tang really rounding into form since the last time that Aviators saw him.
That was against Albuquerque. Here's the 2-1 to Capel, and it's taken a little high. 3-1. The previous start, the five-inning start, giving up just two hits, was in El Paso. Then he had the five innings against Tacoma, giving up just one hit and one run. They've been very, very good. Only four in runs in his last three starts, covering 14 innings. 3-1 to Capel. The stretch and the pitch. High drive, hammered foul to the right, way out of here. Boy, he was out in front, 3-2.
What's even more impressive about his recent form is that those are some offense-inducive environments, to be sure. Albuquerque, El Paso here in Las Vegas. Those are normally launching pads, but Tang's been able to quiet the bats at least in his last three or four outings.
Schumann on deck. 3-2. McCann leads a short lead held on by Alvarez over at first. The pitch. A chopper foul. Boy, that pitch, I'll tell you what. He almost got that one by Capel. That came in at 94. And Capel, what they call an emergency hack, swung late, basically took the ball out of Genovese mitt. And good job by Capel and hanging in there with a 3-2 count. Bottom of the sixth in San Diego. The Padres lead the Phillies 3-0. We have a slew of finals to give you also in the big leagues. 3-2 stretch. Capel, ground ball to first. Glove by Alvarez. He goes to second. That's one. On to first. That's two. Another double play. 3-6-3. I think he might have cracked his bat also. So that's two double plays turned by the River Cats. The Aviators have also turned two double plays in this game. Two outs, nobody out for Schumann.
Not too bad a night defensively when each team turns two double plays before the fourth inning ends. And it's interesting, the Aviators have turned more double plays than anybody in the Pacific Coast League. Right now they enter in with the worst fielding percentage in the circuit.
Schumann takes a strike on one. The people who are happiest are those who are obsessed with the time of game.
Oh, they had a
0-1 on Schumann.
They had a field day on Saturday with 2 7-inning contests. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Schumann hit the ball hard, grounding into a force play. His first time up, grounding hard at the third baseman, VR. Fastball is a late strike call. It's 0-2, 93 miles an hour.
I had somebody ask me from the front office on Saturday if I liked the doubleheaders when I was in the Florida State League. And I said, well, I like them better now that they're 7 innings. We played Niners back then.
Wow. 0-2 now. Up and away. 1-2.
The difference between 14 innings and 18 innings in a doubleheader cannot be understated, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota beat Cleveland 8-3. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 7-3. Reds over the Mariners 7-6. And in 11 innings, Tampa at home over the Red Sox 8-6. Marlins beat the Dodgers 6-3 in Miami. There's a ground ball to second. To his left is Fitzgerald. In the outfield grass, he throws out Schumann, and that's that. We'll get more scores in a little bit. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left. And after four, it is Sacramento 2, the Aviators 1.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's going to be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Diners, Nevada-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming this Diners Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Diners, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Diners, I love this place.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back, friends. Wrapping up the big league scores before we go to the fifth inning. Mets beat the Nationals 11-5. Yankees top Detroit 5-1. Cardinals over the Braves 10-6. Cubs over the Giants 11-8. Kansas City beats the White Sox 7-6. Astros over Texas 14-1. And for your fifth inning, here's Matt Neverett.
Oh, thank you, Russ Langer. Tough to follow that one up as Jackson Reed stands in from the right side and takes a first pitch slider over the inner third for a called strike. Hogan Harris begins his fifth inning of work ahead, no balls to one strike. It was an overhand curveball that tumbles in for strike two quickly. No balls and two strikes to Reitz, who homered off of Harris deep to left field in the third inning. That's been the difference so far in a 2-1 game. Sacramento on top of Las Vegas in the opening game of six. Harris dealing to 9-1-2 in the River Cats lineup here in the fifth inning. Hogan ahead, nothing and two, deals on his 60th pitch of the night. Curveball in there for strike three. Three pitches, three strikes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Jackson Reitz. Second strikeout of the game for Harris is his first of the looking variety, and that'll bring up Luis Matos at the top of the lineup.
Sorry, Matt, and just in keeping in theme of good night, El Paso, this is a final. El Paso beat Round Rock 9-5. So if the Aviators win this game, they're tied for first.
Matos takes a curveball. Yet another strike for Hogan Harris. He's thrown four pitches, all strikes here in the inning. Las Vegas getting some good news during the inning break. As Harris's 0-1 is chopped on the first base side. Picked up on one hop by Yoel Pozo in fair ground. He'll step on the base himself and record out number two. Two up and two away for Tyler Fitzgerald.
Tacoma did score a run in the eighth inning at Salt Lake. Salt Lake is batting in the bottom of the eighth inning, tied with Tacoma at six. Again, the Rainiers tied with the Aviators for second place. One back around Rock at the beginning of the night. What a race this is.
2-1 here in Las Vegas with Sacramento on top. Corner infielders in against Fitzgerald, who stands in from the right and takes a curveball low for ball one. First ball of the inning out of six pitches thrown by Hogan Harris. Love this tempo here in the fifth as well as he deals on 1-0. Fitzgerald swings and misses. Count goes even at one. Fitzgerald in the two spot in the lineup tonight. 0-2. He flies out to center in the first. Grounded out to short in the third. Nobody on, two down, top of the fifth inning. As he chops this one back up the middle over the head of Hogan Harris. Charging is a shortstop, Pernaes. He gloves, throws on the run, and it is in time. Fitzgerald called out on his second ground out to short in three at-bats. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Hogan Harris and the Aviators. Zeros across the board in the fifth for Sacramento. 8-9-1. Two up for the Aviators in the bottom of the fifth. Las Vegas trails 2-1.
Premium checking from America First Credit Union is so much more than a regular checking account. It's a saves you money, makes life easier, always has your back account, because it's absolutely loaded with fantastic benefits and features. In fact, it comes stocked with so much awesome stuff. It was voted best perks by Money.com. So make sure you're rocking more than a checking account. Head to America First and apply for the exclusive protection, perks, and paybacks of premium checking today. Subject to membership eligibility and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
America First wants to help kids learn how to manage their money. That's why, for a limited time, when you open a new America First youth checking account with a Funds Visa debit card, you'll get $50. Head to AmericaFirst.com to apply today. Bottom of the fifth, the Aviators trail at 2-1. Sacramento on top in the first of a six-game series. Brent Harris up against the starter, Kai Wei Tang, rocking and dealing on his 60th pitch of the night, a boomerang slider over the inner third for strike one. Right-on-right matchup to begin the fifth. Harris hit a ground rule double into the right field corner in his only other at-bat back in the second. Drove in Connor Capel from second when he did so. The only Aviator tally of the game so far as Harris swings and misses over the cutter. And the count nothing and two. Greg Dykeman following with Tyler Wade, the third hitter of the fifth inning. Meanwhile, got some resolution on why Joey Bart removed from the game so quickly. Because of a lack of catchers in the major leagues for the Giants. More on that in a second. Here's the 0-2 to Harris. He swings and fouls one straight back to stay alive. A fastball at 93. Well, in the Giants game right now, Blake Sable was pinch hit for by Patrick Bailey. The only two catchers on the roster at the moment. Bailey was then replaced by Paul DeJong at the plate. The next time through the lineup. 0-2 to Harris, way inside. Slider up by the eyes. Bailey's got to be banged up because the Giants don't have a third catcher on the roster. If the game does indeed go into the bottom of the ninth, they wouldn't have a third catcher and would have to patchwork something together. And in fact, that game over, Cubs 11-8 winners. So Bart likely going to San Francisco. They're playing in Chicago, so you get the drift as Harris takes the changeup low from Tang. 64 pitches for the right-handed starter, 39 of which have been for strikes. Aviators have gotten him for one run on four hits. The only RBI from Brent Harris. The 2-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. Steady diet of sliders down and away from Harris, the third of which fooled him for the third strikeout of the game for Tang. That's just the second leadoff man that Kai Wei has been able to retire through now five leadoff men. Due up now, Greg Dykeman, the designated hitter. Dykeman popped out to deep center field to wrap up the second inning in his only other plate appearance. Swings here at the first pitch and lines one to center. It's down for a base hit. Dykeman put good wood on the ball in the second inning. Didn't hit that one quite as hard, but picture perfect location over Tang's head and into the lawn and shallow center field. Dykeman with his third hit in his last five games played, bringing up that 266 average up to 270 with that one hit. He's now one for two. Also represents the tying run here in the bottom of the fifth with one out. Sacramento leads it 2-1. Dykeman 7-8 in steals. Tyler Wade 0 for 1 at the plate tonight. Makes the first pitch high. Fastball at 92. Wade grounds it out to second to begin the home half of the first inning, and then led off the third by taking a four-pitch walk against Tang. Grounds it on third when Pozo grounded into a double play to end the inning. Watching all the way on 1-0, Wade takes a strike over the inside. Count goes even. Both teams now with five hits. The Rivercats with two runs to the Aviators, one. Coincidentally enough, both of Sacramento's tallies solo home runs. Out of the stretch, Tang gives up a pop fly playable to center field. Handful of steps in for Bryce Johnson as he's got it lined up and in the mitt. For out number two, back to first goes Greg Dykeman. So that drops Tyler Wade to nothing for two with a walk. Dykeman is the tying run, still on first with two down. That brings up Darryl Hernaez. Hernaez, the number two hitter tonight, one for two with a base hit in the third. Sliced one through the right side of the infield with Wade off of first. He also flied out deep into the right field corner in the first inning. Short lead for Dykeman with two down. Tang gives a look in that direction and tosses to the dish. Way inside, backing Hernandez away at 91. That was the 70th pitch of the night for Tang. So far, so good for Hogan Harris outside of those two long balls. He's gotten through five innings and 64 pitches. Hogan threw just seven pitches in the top of the fifth. 1-2-3 inning, his first of the night. Hernandez watches a front door slider over the inside for a called strike one. And the count goes even to Darryl. Anyway, Tang tonight has thrown six different pitches, including that slider now 16 times out of his 71 offerings. Slaps a throw to first. It goes off the body of Dykeman and trickles just into foul territory. Not far enough for him to move up to second base. Looking on the replay, that one got him right underneath the right armpit. Diving back in head first was Dykeman there, and the throw got him in the lat. The latissimus dorsi, if you will. That'll be black and blue tomorrow, but Dykeman unable to get up and advance to second. He actually deadened the impact of that ball flying over there unabated. Here's the 1-1. Hernandez waves and misses at a high fastball elevated at 93. That's about as hard as Kaiwei Tang has fired one in there all night. In fact, within a half a mile an hour, that one 93.3. He's gotten it up to 93.8 on the evening. That's about where he'll max out. Tying run on first here in the bottom of the fifth. It's Greg Dykeman leading off. Here's the 1-2 to Darryl Hernandez. He swings and lines one down the right field side, fading and dropping in foul ground. Hernandez was laid around on that high fastball. Very nearly poked it into the corner once more, but plenty of side spin on that from the right-handed bat going towards right field. And with no wind to speak of here on a Tuesday night, that thing was all English pushing it foul. So Dykeman returns to first. Shaded now especially deep and right is Ramos. Holding on at first is Alvarez as well. Catcher Henovez sets up away. Here's another 1-2. Hernandez just gets a piece of it. Pokes it back over the netting and into the seats for a foul ball straight behind home plate. Aviators have done a good job, if nothing else, here in the fifth of driving up the pitch count of Kaiwei Tang. Through a game-high 20 in the run scoring third, here comes pitch number 17 in the fifth. It'll be on 1-2. Here it is. Hernandez hits it into the gap in right center. Ramos over to cut it off. The right fielder turning around at the last moment, actually overran it before gloving it for out number three. One out, base hit stranded on for the Aviators in the fifth. No runs on just the one hit. No errors and just the one left on. Through five innings full at Las Vegas Ballpark, we've got a pitcher's duel. It's Sacramento 2, Las Vegas 1.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Through five innings full at Las Vegas Ballpark, the Aviators trailing the Rivercats by a 2-1 score here in the opening game of the six-game series. Hogan Harris sets a deal to Elliot Ramos to begin the sixth inning of work. 64 pitches thrown so far for the left-hander. Next one will be number 65, and it'll be described on the play-by-play by Mr. Russ Langer.
Thank you, Matt. First pitch, fastball, high ball one to Elliot Ramos. Sacramento's right-handed hitting right fielder, batting third. He's walked and struck out in this game. 2-1 Cats, top of the sixth. Big chopper near the bag at second. It's gloved there by Wade, who plants and throws and gets him. An ankle-high throw. Pozo bending over, making sure, squeezing it on the backhand side. One out. Well, what we've got here, something you don't often see in the Pacific Coast League, a pitcher's duel. That's what we've got here. Each team with five hits. Rivercats leading 2-1 in the sixth. Hogan Harris for Las Vegas. Kaiwei Ting for Sacramento. Good changeup. Swung on and missed 0-1. VR has fouled out and popped out.
Harris has had his swing and miss stuff going tonight. That's been the biggest difference between this outing and other outings. Outside of those two pitches that were knocked out of the park, he's been phenomenal.
There's a strike. It's 0-2, fastball. So a changeup and a fastball at 93, and it's quickly two strikes. And a breaking ball down and in. One ball and two strikes to count now. After VR, Ricardo Genovese. The 1-2. Ground ball in the left field base hit. Through the curveball. VR hit a ground ball that happened to get between Harris and Hernandez. And now, with one on and one out, the batter is the right-handed hitting catcher, Ricardo Genovese. Finishing up for Joey Bart. He flat out to deep center in the fourth inning, his first time up. So it's six hits now for the Cats. They lead 2-1 here in the sixth. Harris fastball's too high. Letter high ball one. 1-0. Enovez 227. Five homers, 29 batted in now.
Keeping an eye on that game in Salt Lake City right now between Tacoma and Salt Lake. The Rainiers right now with the bases loaded and one out in the top of the ninth and a 6-6 tie.
Pitch is inside. Ball two. 2-0. However, Luis Torrens has just done the Aviators a favor by hitting into a double play. So they go to the bottom of the ninth inning tied at six. Salt Lake got out of a jam on the double play, but the bases loaded and one out. Pitches a strike, 2-1.
It was Calvin Caceres, the pitcher that got them out of the jam. I was really impressed by what we saw here last week in his AAA debut through one inning against the Aviators, 1-2-3.
Good off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed, 2-2. So the Salt Lake Bees working out of a jam in a tight game, and they have a chance to win now if they can score a run in the bottom of the ninth. 6-6 Tacoma and Salt Lake in Salt Lake. Bees coming to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Just looking at the next three hitters due up and judging it off of their lineups last week. Looks like they got the heart of their lineup due up, including Levon Soto to lead off.
Here's the 2-2. Line down the left field line, hooking foul several feet. Ends up on the ground, and Schumann trotting over to pick it up. Toss it to a young fan. 2-2. Two runs, six hits, no errors for Sacramento. Aviators a run on, five hits and no errors. Top of inning number six. One on, one out. Ten of us waiting. Wagging the bat up and back. Back and forth across home plate. Harris stretches. VR a short lead at first, held on by Pozo. The pitch. That's foul back. Went the off-speed stuff again at 79. 2-2. Now the look, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Harris elevated that fastball at 93 up around the letters. You talk about a sequence. He did a number on Hedovice right there.
Well, and that fastball just looks so much more ramped up when you see a steady diet of slop, especially coming from the left side prior. You go curveball, curveball, changeup. All of a sudden, 93 looks more like 95, 96 with some rise. And Hedovice, who just in his second plate appearance of the game, no shot there.
Alvarez has hit the ball hard twice. He's homered and singled, and he takes a big swing and a fastball and fouls it back. Strike one. It is 0-1.
He was trying to homer again. That thing was elevated in on the hands as well. Harris jammed him on that one, and Alvarez unable to do anything with it. There was action behind Harris in the bullpen in the bottom of the fifth inning, but it's been quiet ever since.
His 80th pitch. High foul off to the right. Fastball at 92. Two strikes on Alvarez. Ryan Jensen has replaced Stephen Kolek on the mound for Tacoma. Salt Lake batting in the bottom of the ninth inning in a 6-6 tie. Jensen pitching to Levon Soto with a 2-0 count. We're keeping a close eye on that. Again, Brown Rock already lost. 0-2 on Alvarez. Harris brings his hands together. VR, a couple steps off first, that's all. Fastball grounded to short. Hernandez is on this one, shovels it to Wade for the force out, ending the inning. And Harris continues to pitch well. No runs for Sacramento in the sixth, one hit. No errors and one left. And at the end of 5.5, it remains Sacramento 2, the Aviators 1.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
We're back again. Yes, we are. A good old-fashioned pitcher's duel at Las Vegas Ballpark. Don't see many of those in this here league, but we got one going tonight. With a win, again to repeat, with a win tonight, the Aviators would pull into a first-place tie for Round Rock for the last playoff spot in the PCL this year. Round Rock lost their game earlier. Here's Cody Thomas. Outside ball one. Right now, Kaiwei Teng has proven to be a formidable opponent, because through five, he's only given up one run on five hits. He's walked two, and he has struck out two. Thomas 0 for 2, takes a big swing and rolls one foul. There's also been not a lot of hard contact for the Aviators. Not yet. Cody has struck out and hit a soft ground ball into a force play. 1-1. Tang ready, and the pitch on the way. Chased and missed. 1-2. The infield playing into pull. Third baseman VR basically at deep shortstop. Then the shortstop Camargo's up the middle, a couple of steps to the third base side of the base. 1-2. And the pitch. Fastball, pop fly to shallow left, backing up VR, backing up. Ball falls in. Matos, the left fielder, was coming in. VR was going out, but VR had to look directly back over his head. A very tough play, and he could not get there, neither could Matos. So Thomas with two strikes on him, a little Texas League flair, and the Aviators have the tying run on base. Here's Pozo. He has doubled and wrapped into a 5-4-3 double play. Hit the ball hard twice, 1-for-2 to show for it. Pozo swings and misses strike one. In Salt Lake, in the bottom of the ninth inning, Levon Soto led the inning off with a single, and David Fletcher walked. So Lopez is up with first and second, nobody out. And if Salt Lake scores, the game is over. 6-6, bottom nine. Pitch swung on and fouled away, 0-2. That's Jack Lopez, by the way. 0-2 on Pozo. Thomas at first, not a big lead, nobody out, bottom of the sixth. The 0-2 on the way to Pozo. Way outside. Throw to first base by the catcher, Henovez. And Cody back in there. One ball and two strikes. Juan Sanchez is throwing now in the Sacramento pen. Tang's at 82 pitches, 53 strikes. He's pitched very well. 5 1/3 so far, run on 6 hits. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Pozo awaits the 1-2. Tang ready the pitch. Slider chased and missed, strike 3. Pitch was way outside. And there is one out in the batter, Kyle McCann. Four strikeouts, check that, four. Now for Tang. Here's Kyle McCann. McCann has struck out and lined a single to right. He's 1-for-2. Thomas at first, one out. Bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch to Kyle McCann. Tang unravels and throws. Down and in with a breaking ball. Smothered by Henovez, ball one, 1-0. Thomas off first. Alvarez holds him on. The stretch, the 1-0 to McCann. Breaking ball a little bit low, perhaps. Ball two, 2-0. To a cutter at 85. Connor Capel on deck. Thomas waiting at first base. McCann at the plate. The 2-0 pitch. He takes it down and in. 3-0. Jack Lopez has just drawn a walk. So the Salt Lake Bees have the bases loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning, tied at 6 with Tacoma. And the batter is the backup catcher, Zach Humphreys. We'll see. Here is the 3-0 pitch to McCann. High foul, backing out of play. Green lighted on 3-0. Had a good swing of that 91-mile-an-hour fastball and fouled it back. 3 balls and a strike. Three and one. McCann, 1-for-2 in this game, 5 out of 14 in the homestand. Thomas off first, the stretch. And a 3-1 on the way to Kyle McCann. Breaking ball low. Ball four. And the Aviators have runners at first and second with one out in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 2-1. Dave Brundage, the manager, is on his way out to the mound. That could be it for Tang, who's now at 88 pitches. Yep, he's going to come out. 88 pitches, 55 strikes. So Tang, a good job. He'll go out leading 2-1. 5 1/3. He'll leave with runners at first and second. So he's in one of those odd spots where he could win the game. He could lose the game. He could have no decision. We'll see. Sanchez coming in for the bullpen, bottom of the sixth. 2-1 Sacramento. More action coming your way after this.
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for 2 free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call. As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win 2 free tickets and go solar today.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Sacramento leads the Aviators 2-1. The Aviators have runners at first and second, a one out. Left-handed reliever Juan Sanchez will replace starter Kai-Wei Ting. Good news for the Aviators out of Salt Lake. Zach Humphries singled to drive in Levon Soto and walk it off. Salt Lake beat Tacoma 7-6. So if the Aviators win, they'll be tied with Round Rock, one game up on Tacoma. Round Rock has lost, and now Tacoma has lost. Sanchez inherits the tying run, Thomas at second, the go-ahead run, McCann at first. Capel chases a breaking ball, strike 1-1. Connor has walked and scored and hit into a 3-6-3 double play. Left-handed reliever Juan Sanchez, 5'9", 165. He's only 22 from Valencia, Venezuela. The pitch. Fastball that comes in low at 93. 1-1 on Capel. Sanchez, since joining the team, has been in 10 games. 1-2 with a 4.76 ERA. 17 innings, 12 hits. He's walked 9, struck out 20. Another breaking ball chased and missed. 1-2. 1-2. Sanchez coming in to get the lefty. Capel, he's got a 1-2 count on him. Capel requesting time. Sacramento 2, Aviators 1, bottom of the sixth. Well, Salt Lake played the spoiler role tonight. So did El Paso. Sacramento trying to do the same thing. Pitch outside, ball 2, 2-2. Paso knocking off Round Rock earlier, 9-5. 2-1, 1-out. Here's the 2-2 to Connor Capel. Sanchez throws. Fastball, foul back out of play at 92. 2-2 still. Last time Sanchez pitched, several days ago in El Paso, went two hitless innings. He walked 3 in 2 innings and struck out 2. Capel goes for a low breaking ball and fouls it back. 2-2, trying to protect the plate there with 2 strikes. Two and two. Thomas off second. McCann off first. One out in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Pitch had some cut on it. Down and in at 84, and he got the strikeout. So, runners remain at first and second with 2 outs. And the batter, Max Schumann, who's hit into a fielder's choice, force play, and then grounded out to second his last time up. Max trying to break loose. He's 1-for-13 thus far in the homestand. 2-on, 2-out on the bottom of the sixth. Aviators trail by a run. Here's the pitch. Routine ground ball to short. Camargo has it, flips to second, and the Aviators are unable to score in the sixth inning. No runs, one hit. No errors, two left. At the end of six, Rivercats 2, Aviators 1.
Strike 3, yeah!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Next up is power hitter and player favorite, Buffalo.
Talk about impressive game. Buffalo Slots by Aristocrat Gaming are real crowd pleasers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. For 21 and older.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Welcome back. Seventh inning. Yeah, it must be September. All the scoreboard watching. We mentioned Round Rock lost El Paso, and moments ago, Salt Lake helped the Aviators, or tried to, by defeating Tacoma. And so the Aviators, again, with a win tonight, would pull into a first-place tie with Round Rock, one game up on Tacoma. But right now, they trail 2-1 in the seventh inning. Hogan Harris trying to complete seven. Bottom third coming up for Sacramento. Bryce Johnson leads off, takes a fastball down the middle for a strike at 91 miles an hour, 0-1. Johnson singled and walked in this game. Yoan Camargo is on deck, then Jackson Reitz after that. Fastball's inside, 1-1. Kaiwei Ting, 5 1/3 for the Sacramento starter. Allowed a run earned on six hits. Here is the 1-1 to Bryce Johnson. Swing and a foul, straight back. Three straight fastballs, and it's 1-2 now. Ended up with three walks and four strikeouts. And he's the pitcher of record now. 23-year-old Juan Sanchez, who put up good numbers at AA Richmond, came in and got the last two outs to get out of that mess. Fastball missing a little high. It is 2-2 now.
And tonight, by far the most efficient outing for Harris with Las Vegas. He hadn't even pitched into the sixth in a start with the Aviators yet. If he does go a full seven, it would match his season high.
There's a bomb to deep left field. Schumann's going to watch it go. Home run for Johnson. It's 3-1. The Rivercats have a big insurance run now in the seventh inning.
And all three runs in the game on solo home runs from hitters in the bottom four of the lineup. Alvarez in the second, hitting out of the sixth spot. The number nine hitter reached to lead off the third, and the leadoff bomb here in the seventh comes from Bryce Johnson out of the seven hole.
Batters Camargo, who has hit into two double plays, a 1-4-3 double play to end the second inning, and a 5-4-3 double play to end the fourth. So 3-1 is the score in favor of Sacramento now in the seventh inning. Fastball swung on and missed, strike one, 0-1. They're going to give Harris a chance to finish the inning. 87 pitches, 55 strikes to this point. But now he trails 3-1. Well, solo home runs have been the difference. The 3-1 to Camargo. Overhand curve in there for a strike. Good pitch at 76 miles an hour. 0-2. When Las Vegas bats in the eighth, and I'm guessing it's going to be Sanchez, but we'll see what they want to do. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters. Fly ball to deep right center. Capel racing all the way back to the track, and this one is gone. Another home run for the Rivercats. And now they lead 4-1 on back-to-back home runs here in the seventh inning by Johnson and Camargo.
And this is the first time this year that Hogan has allowed not only more than one home run with the Aviators, but more than three home runs in total. He hadn't given up more than one in a game with Las Vegas. He surrendered three in a game at the Dodgers on August 2nd. It's the first time he's given up four home runs, and that'll do it for him.
I think Billy Sullivan's throwing. Here comes Fran, and that's it. Six innings plus for Harris. Overall, he did well, but he didn't get any support, and he's going to go off trailing 4-1. Seventh inning, more action coming after this.
Right now, save up to $900. That's big, folks. During the huge Best Mattress Labor Day sales event. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Get a free adjustable base when you purchase a qualified Serta, Beautyrest, or Sealy Queen mattress of $799 or more. That's pretty big, too. Plus, Queen mattress is starting at just $199. Wow! We've also got quick delivery and no down, no interest financing for 48 months. How about that? Best brands, best service, best prices. Best mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, how's the housing market right now?
Well, kid, inventory is dropping and sales are beginning to rise.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. So why should I use the real estate guy team if I want to buy or sell?
Great question, son. We offer zero interest cash advances for all sellers, do all repairs if necessary, and offer free attorney representation on all short sales.
Wow, sounds like everything the real estate guy does is truly to help their clients.
Well, it sure is. Hey, and don't forget, we buy ugly, ugly, and uglier houses in 5 days or less, always giving our client top dollar.
Yes, we do. We have seen it all. We understand that you may not want anyone else in your home, but you still need to sell. So call Nevada's number one real estate brand,
The Real Estate Guy,
today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
All right, now the Aviators have a much, much bigger hill to climb. Down 4-1 in a game where the offense doesn't have any traction, at least not yet. And Billy Sullivan will try to figure out a way to keep the River Cats from scoring again. He'll face Jackson Reitz, Luis Matos, and Tyler Fitzgerald. Sullivan having a pretty good overall year. He started off very well. He got hammered in the second month of the season, and he came back, and he's been very good since July. Now you're going to face Jackson Reitz, who's homered and struck out. Hogan Harris, six innings plus, four runs earned, eight hits, two walks, three strikeouts. And we'll go out trailing 4-1 here in the seventh inning. Billy Sullivan's pitch to Jackson Reitz. Fastball pull foul outside third at 94 miles an hour. Strike 1-0-1. So Billy Sullivan into the game now. Billy is from Delaware. And he's a hard-throwing guy, mid-90s fastball, upper 70s curveball. And Billy is 6'2", 195, 24 years old. He's out of the Phillies organization, traded straight up right before the season began for outfielder Christian Pache. One strike, Reitz broke his bat, going to get a new one. Now here he comes. Luis Matos on deck. Well, the question now, can Sullivan pitch effectively enough to prevent the River Cats from doing a lot more damage? And then, can the Aviators generate some offense, which they haven't done? Here's the 0-1 to Jackson Reitz. Pop fly, shallow left, Ternay's going out, Schumann coming in, going into a slide, and they cannot make the play. And it's a base hit. Throw to first, gets away, and so racing for second base is Reitz. Pop fly in the shallow left. Hernandez couldn't get it. Schumann couldn't get it. And Reitz was at first base. And Tyler Wade tried to throw him out when he was sliding back into the base. And the ball caromed away. It's a base hit for Reitz. And a throwing error on Tyler Wade. Base hit E4.
I think a low throw up the line. It struck the base runner and allowed Reitz to take the extra 90.
Here's Matos. 1-for-3 with a double, and he takes ball one. The Aviators were roaring at the beginning of this homestand. They beat Salt Lake 4 in a row. But they've lost 2 in a row, and they're trailing in the seventh inning here. The 1-0 on the way. Lined on one hop, grabbed nicely by Harris, who winds up and throws him out. Good play by Harris, but that points up the importance of the throwing error, because without the throwing error, that's a double play. Now with one out, and the batter's Tyler Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald has flied out and grounded out to shortstop twice. So one out, Reitz at second. And Sullivan set the pitch. Fastball at the knees for a strike at 95 miles an hour, 0-1.
Sullivan is currently in the midst of a string of stellar outings in a row. You got to go all the way back to August 23rd, some five appearances ago, since he gave up his last run, earned or unearned.
Curveball and first strike, 0-2.
Pitched three scoreless innings, three and a third scoreless innings in three appearances in the Salt Lake series. Allowed four base runners on three hits and a walk, but that was it. Nobody crossed second base against Billy Sullivan last week.
Here's the 0-2 to Tyler Fitzgerald. Sullivan delivers. Curve in the dirt, blocked by McCann. One ball and two strikes.
What's interesting is the last time that Sacramento came to town, Sullivan actually pitched four times in that series, amassing five innings. He gave up just two hits, no walks, no runs. He was sterling against Sacramento and has only gotten better from there.
Now the 1-2 to Fitzgerald. He takes a fastball low for ball two. 2-2. Elliot Ramos on deck. Now the 2-2. Sullivan throws. Fastball. Pop fly down the right field line. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Over to get it in the corner is Thomas. Into second with a double is Fitzgerald. Into scores Reitz. And the Aviators are now down 5-1 in the seventh inning. Well, the air has gone out of the balloon. They're only down 2-1. The Rivercats have scored three, and the Aviators looking for something positive to happen. Here's Ramos. He has walked and struck out and grounded out. 0-2 plus the walk. That run is charged to Sullivan. Here is the pitch to Ramos. Pickoff throw to second, but Fitzgerald is already standing on the base.
Yeah, if you look at the final numbers on Hogan Harris, not terrible on paper. Now, given the circumstance of the game and with no offense to back him up, he's going to leave as the pitcher of record after giving up four on six innings plus.
Ball one to Ramos, 1-0.
Four runs all earned on eight hits and a pair of walks, although four of those eight hits for home runs. Harris also struck out a trio of batters, finished with 89 pitches, 57 strikes.
Runner's going to third. The pitch is low. Ball bobbled, and he's got a very, very easy steal of third. And the count is 2-0. The Rivercats, to their credit, are making things happen. And they're really making things tough on the Aviators right now. The Aviators have to pull the infield in.
For Fitzgerald, that's his 24th steal in 27 tries, and he took that one on the pitcher. That was a way early break.
Here's the 2-0. Way outside, 3-0. David Villar is on deck. So 5 men have batted. Four of them have hit safely, plus the air, plus the steal. 5-1 now. Sacramento in the seventh inning. The 3-0 to Ramos, and that's a strike, 3-1. Fitzgerald off third. Pozo, Wade, Hernandez, and Harris inside of the infield. Base hit to right. And the Rivercats are just cashing in left and right. They now lead 6-1. Fitzgerald scores the run. And now they've got a very big lead of 6-1 here. The batter's VR. Sullivan has faced four hitters, given up three hits and two runs. And it's 11 hits in the game for the Cats, and the batter's VR. 1-for-3 with a single.
Sullivan just a victim of circumstance there. In a different opportunity with the game in a different spot, the infield shaded deep. That's a routine ground ball that Wade would have been able to track down. But with him and Pozo both shaded in deep, they both were paused and looking at each other as that thing bounced through him for the hit.
VR takes outside ball one. No, it's a strike call. Beg your pardon. Strike one on David VR.
It's one of the things with the ABS calling the balls and strikes is that framing doesn't matter. On that one, McCann falling over, but it clipped the corner of the zone before he did.
Curveball, line foul, third base way. 0-2.
It's one of those things where the timing of the ABS system in the minor leagues, it couldn't have been worse as far as the catching instruction nowadays, where it's a lot of framing work, stealing extra strikes for your pitchers, but if we do indeed go to the ABS full-time, framing will go by the wayside entirely.
Runner goes, 0-2, swing and a miss. Ball bobbled again, and another stolen base for the Rivercats. Two down, and here's Genovese. Flied out and struck out. Obiara out on strikes. But another stolen base for the Rivercats. That's the second one in this inning. And there has been no throw either time. Two, here is Genovese. Flied out to center and struck out 0 for 2. Sullivan set to go, and the pitch. In for a strike, 0-1. When the Aviators bat in the seventh inning, they will need a boatload of base runners. They'll have Harris, Dykeman, and Wade. And right now, they're on the wrong end of a 6-1 score. Here's the pitch. High foul, outside first. Pozo in pursuit, but that's back out of play. 0-2. So El Paso played the spoiler role, beating Round Rock. Salt Lake played the spoiler role, beating Tacoma. And now, Rivercats trying to play the same role. And they have a 6-1 lead in the seventh inning. It was a close game until now. 0-2 on Genovese. Sullivan set again, and the 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three and a curveball. But it is a fabulous inning for the Sacramento Rivercats. They add to their lead in a very, very big way. Four runs, five hits, one error, one left. Seventh inning stretch, 6-1 Cats.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Welcome on back, friends. Yes, indeed. Welcome on back. Bottom of the seventh inning, Rivercats in full control of this game now. Leading 6-1, Aviators have been very consistent all season long with a good offense, but the last three games, not so much. And now, here's Brett Harris, the pitch. Fastball up and away, ball one. Harris has doubled in a run, the only run, and struck out. Greg Dykeman on deck, then Tyler Wade. A lot of lefties in the lineup, so this is a meet for Juan Sanchez. The pitch, broken back ground ball to first. Alvarez picks it up and steps on the bag and has one quick out in the Aviator seventh inning. And the batter's Dykeman. He's flied out to deep center and is also lined to single to center.
And Las Vegas does have action in the bullpen. Billy Sullivan struggled to get outs in that last half inning before going back-to-back with the strikeouts to end it. The right-hander Chase Cohen getting loose. Cohen does profile very similarly to Sullivan, a hard fastball and basically one premier breaking pitch. And 6-7-8 due up for Sacramento in the top of the eighth.
Here's Dykeman and the pitch. Strike one. Get to the Ted Weins trivia question in a moment. Well, we told you on the pregame show, Rivercats and a completely unenviable record of 58-73, 15 games under 500. Pitch is a strike, 0-2. And not much better in the second half, 24-33. But you take those numbers and you throw them out the window. They don't mean anything. The Rivercats have played the Aviators tough all year. They've split 18 games against them. Dykeman swings and misses, and he's out on strikes. Two down. I mean, every time they play, the games are up in the air. There have been very few blowouts between these two teams. There's been at least one extra inning game and a bunch of one-run games. And so, again, you can look at the season records. That's fine. You can look at the second-half records. That's fine. But head-to-head, that's where, as they say, the rubber meets the road. And they've split 18 games, and the River Cats are way ahead in this game now. Here's the pitch to Tyler Wade. That hits him. Wade hit by the fastball, angry, fires the bat down. Wade speaking with Ricardo Genovese. The plate umpire, Brock Ballew, is there. Conversation continuing. Ballew just answered something that Wade said, and Wade walking up the first baseline. Genovese was walking alongside him for a moment, but now Wade's on his own. Wade 0 for 2, walked in the third, now hit by a pitch. He's at first, and here's Hernandez.
Interested to see if Wade tries to swipe a base here out of anger. Maybe not. That thing got him square in the center of the back.
Well, not just that. It's 6-1, so he might happen, but I'd be surprised. Here's Hernandez, 1 for 3, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one, 0-1. 2-1, sure. 3-1, maybe. One strike on Hernandez. We'll see. Wade off first, held on by Alvarez. If Hernandez reaches, Cody Thomas would be next. The 0-1 fastball up and away, 1-1. Sanchez came in the sixth inning with 2 on-1 out and retired the next two.
Sanchez is a tough guy to run on as well. Lefty, who often misses high and outside to righties. Almost a pseudo pitch out more often than not.
Change up is outside. 2-1 on Hernandez. Hernandez waiting. 6-1. Sacramento in the seventh inning now. There's a fly ball to right center field. Bryce Johnson goes over there and makes a nice lunging catch to complete the inning. At the end of seven complete, it is Sacramento 6 and the Aviators 1.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer, eighth inning, River Cats in game one of a six-game series leading Las Vegas 6-1 as they are here to spoil the party, and so far they've spoiled it. The Aviators have a couple of innings left to try to get some offense going. And Chase Cohen comes in to relieve Billy Sullivan, who goes an inning, gives up 2 runs on 3 hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. So Chase Cohen facing Armando Alvarez, Bryce Johnson, and Yoan Camargo as we get set to go here in inning number 8. Co- Cohen, tall, slender righty, 6'1", 197, from Georgia, family from New York State originally. Here's the pitch to Alvarez. And a fastball missing for ball one, 1-0. Cohen is in his 31st game, 4 wins and 1 defeat, an 8.73 ERA over 33 innings, 30 walks, 34 strikeouts. Here's the 1-0 to Alvarez, and that is ball two, 2-0. Alvarez has homered and singled and hit into a force play. 2-0. Cohen, wearing number 16, set with a 2-0. Here it comes. Strike, 2-1.
Cohen in behind Billy Sullivan. Sullivan's final line. Two runs, both earned on three hits over one inning of work. Struck out two, walked zero. 20 pitches, 14 strikes. Billy leaves with a no decision.
The 2-1 on the way. High fouled off to the right. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes is the count now. Here's the 2-2 on the way. Cohen lets it fly. Breaking ball down and away. 3-2 on Alvarez. Cohen, good stuff when he's around the plate. He's not an easy guy to hit, but, again, averaging almost a walk per inning. 3-2.
He's well rested as well. He's thrown once in the last 11 days. It was 6 days ago against Salt Lake. Well, it's two-thirds of an inning.
That's why you're counting on your fingers over there. Here's the 3-2 on the way to Alvarez. Fastball, strike three, called at the knees. Well, he saved the best pitch for last. 95 miles an hour right at the knees. That's a really good pitch.
And when Cohen's at his best, that's the offering right there. He had a real high spike in velocity from last year to this year. He was maxing out at about 92 miles an hour last year, but up to 96, even 97 at times. And has really ratcheted up his game in terms of the fastball in a calendar's year's time.
Here's Johnson. Down low, ball one. Johnson's been batting right-handed throughout the game until now. He's got a perfect game going. Singled, homered, and walked. One out, nobody on. In the top of the eighth, 6-1, Sacramento. And Cohen with a 1-0. Down and in, 2-0, Cohen out of Georgia Southern. Pitch misses again. Now it's 3-0.
Sacramento's got a righty up in the bullpen wearing number 26. That's the 6'2", Cody Stashek.
That one's in for a strike. 3-1 now. A lot of new faces on both sides. The newest aviator is relief pitcher Devin Sweet. Here's the 3-1 now. Johnson swings and foul tips that one. 3-2. Ted Wien's trivia. Walter Johnson set the all-time career strikeout record in 1921. Whose record did he break? He's a Hall of Famer. Both guys were Hall of Famers. Whose record did he break? 3-2. Johnson swings at a fastball, fouls it back. Still 3-2. 6 runs, 11 hits. No errors for Sacramento. Aviators a run on 6 hits and 1 error. We are in the top of the 8th inning with 1 out and nobody on. Now the 3-2 to Johnson hitting 290. Line drive in the left, a base hit. Hit number 12 for the Rivercats. Schumann gets it back in. Johnson stays perfect, 3-for-3 plus a walk. And the batter's Camargo. Hit into a double play, hit into another double play, and then he homered.
Yeah, with regards to the trivia, I'm going to throw out the obvious answer that it likely is not. Did he break Cy Young's record?
He did.
Okay.
He did. You know, I thought you might go the Grover Cleveland Alexander or Christy Mathison route.
Eddie Sakon was the other one I was thinking, but yes, Cy Young.
Eddie Sakon, you're just showing off. You saw 8 men out, that's why. All right, here's the pitch to Camargo. He takes outside ball one, 1-0.
I mean, Cy Young, the first pitcher that comes to mind pre-1920 and probably should for just about everybody.
One ball and no strikes. Johnson at first with one out. Cohen working in the top of the eighth, the 1-0 to Camargo. That's down low again, 2-0. And Johnson ended up with over 3,500 strikeouts. That record, of course, surpassed by several. Nolan Ryan, 5,700 atop the leaderboard, and others like Carlton and Seaver and a few others have gone by that record. Here's the 2-0. It's a strike, 2-0. Years ago, I had a chance to chat with a fellow who never played in the big leagues, but he went to spring training with the Philadelphia Athletics in 1929. You get around Connie Mack, and that's one of the greatest teams of all time. Historians will tell you that. The Philadelphia Athletics of 1929 and 1930. Pitch, swing and a miss, 2-2. And we're talking about strikeouts. He said what a lot of people don't realize is strikeouts were harder for pitchers at that time because the ball was a lot softer. It didn't travel. So you didn't have guys swinging from their heels. You had guys up there choking up, slapping at the ball. Here's the 2-2 to Camargo. And the pitch rides high, 3-2.
Yeah, a lot of folks talk about, you know, different styles of hitting and why hitters could or could not hit today. Back in the day, people often forget that the ball and the field conditions and a lot of other atmospheric circumstances really played into a lot of these early records.
Yep, no doubt. Throw to first and getting back in Johnson. Johnson was leaning the other way, but the throw was late. 3-2.
And I mean, there was a time in early Major League history where they would use the same ball for half a game, a full game. Now you're lucky if you get to use it for five pitches consecutively.
It didn't matter what happened to the ball either. Mm-hmm. Here's the 3-2 stretch again. Johnson leads, throws another throw, and he gets back in there again. I mean, because back then, the spitball was legal, and they were using all kinds of stuff. Some people use licorice. They had the emery ball, the coffee ball, all kinds of stuff. The ball looked like, I mean, it was dark by the time the game ended. Swing and a miss with the runner going. Throw to second, and in with a steal is Johnson. So Camargo strikes out, and Johnson steals second. And the batter with two outs is Jackson Reitz, who was homered, struck out, and singled and scored.
And it's funny, you know, folks often will say, you know, they wanted the balls to be more uniform, wanted them to look better. It was a lot due to player safety, why we have the rules we have nowadays with the ball, because it makes it so hard to see if you get any kind of a scuff or a marking on it.
Fastball in for a strike, 0-1. The turning point was the at-bat with Carl Mays pitching to Ray Chapman. And it's the only time in Major League history a player has ever died because of an on-field injury. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 0-2. And at that point, two things happen as a result of that. Number one, they banned the spitball. They grandfathered it in for guys who had already been using it. I believe Burley Grimes of Brooklyn was the last legal spitballer in the 30s. And then they started wearing inserts, not helmets at that time, but inserts inside the cap and then later helmets. The pitch on the inside corner, strike three call. So Cohen does a nice job. He hadn't pitched in a while, like Matt mentioned, but he strikes out the side. No runs a hit, no errors, a man left. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the score, Sacramento 6 and the Aviators 1.
From Sunset Park to Boulder City and everywhere in between, life is better when you're driving a Chevy from Henderson Chevrolet. Whether you're taking the kids to the big game or just out running errands, the team at Henderson Chevy has you covered. Our highly trained and knowledgeable experts will help you find the right car or truck for your budget and your lifestyle. We'll focus on the best price, service, and selection while you focus on living that Henderson life. Henderson Chevrolet in the Valley Auto Mall. Find new roads. Visit hendersonchevy.com.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, that's the Kinks. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, a 6-1 lead for the Rivercats. And the new pitcher, Cody Stashak, a right-hander who's 6'2", 180. He is 29 years old from Somers Point, New Jersey. The Twins organization last year. Some big league time with them. So, good job by the youngster, Juan Sanchez. In relief of Kaiwei Tang, who's still the pitcher record. Inning in two-thirds, no runs or hits. He hit one, struck out two. And now Stashak. Big breaking ball. Snaps in there for a strike. 0-1 to Cody Thomas. Cody, 1-for-3 with a single. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. Bottom of the eighth inning. 3-4-5 for the Aviators. Thomas, Pozo, and McCann. And the 0-1 now to Cody Thomas. He takes it down and away. One ball to one strike. Hinovich nodding his head at Stashak as if to say, that's okay, stay with that. Here is the 1-1. Thomas takes it up and away. Fastball, 2-1, 90 miles an hour.
Stashak pitching in just his fourth game for the Rivercats after being signed by the Giants in late August. He had been pitching for the Lancaster Barnstormers in the Frontier League. Now there's a name.
Yeah. Here's the 2-1. Overhand curve. Chop foul outside. First strike, two. 2-2. So it's been Tang, Sanchez, and now Stashak.
Stashak has gone one inning exactly in his three outings, surrendering two runs, one run, and no runs, respectively.
Cody, 307, 20 homers, 90 batted in. The 2-2 on the way. Fastball, foul back out of play. Still 2-2. So the Aviators getting their first look at Cody Stashak.
Aviators also about to get their first look at Devin Sweet as the right-hander picked up from Seattle the other day gets loose in the bullpen for Las Vegas.
Yep, looks like Sweet's going to get his feet wet as in make his Aviator debut in the top of the ninth inning. 2-2, up the high, 3-2. This date in baseball history in 1918, the Cubs switched their home games from Wrigley Field to Comiskey Park because it had larger seating capacity for the World Series. Cubs made it to the series in 18. Here's the 3-2. Cody swings and misses, and down he goes. One out, batter Yoel Pozo, 1-for-3 with a double. He was pitching in the Cubs played in the World Series against the Red Sox, 2018. Babe Ruth had completed 13 scoreless innings in his first World Series in 2016, 2 years prior. He added nine more in beating, get this one, Hippo Vaughn, 1-0 in the opener. During the seventh inning stretch, this is the 1918 World Series, a military band played the Star-Spangled Banner. That was the first time. Pozo takes high ball one. From then on, it was played at every World Series game, every season opener, and whenever a band was present to play it, although it was not yet adopted as the national anthem. Not over 100 years ago, it wasn't. Swing and a miss, 1-1. The custom of playing the Star-Spangled Banner before every game started during World War II, after the installation of public address systems. Fun facts to know and tell. 6-1 Rivercats, eighth inning. The 1-1 to Pozo. Foul back. Ball and two strikes. One and two. Kyle McCann is the on-deck hitter. And if anyone gets on, Connor Capel will be up. Ball and two strikes on Pozo. Here's the look in the pitch. High pop-up. Third base foul territory, Villar. Fran Reardon bails out of there as Villar makes the catch. Two down. Mile high. Here's McCann, struck out, singled, and walked. On this date in 1954, here's a little minor league nugget for you. Joe Bauman playing for Roswell of the Longhorn League.
I'm sure now defunct.
You've amazed me again. I think it was defunct, before Hawaii became a state. All right. Anyway, Big Joe hit three home runs to give him 72 for the season. But Bauman never made it to the big league. Here's the pitch to McCann. He swings and misses strike one.
That's the difference between the minor leagues back then and the minor leagues now. A guy hit 72 home runs. Well, heck, they'd call him up before we got the opportunity to get anywhere close to that, yeah.
Yeah, you had a lot of levels. They had Class C, Class D ball, all kinds of stuff. Here's the 0-1 to McCann. Outside, one ball to one strike. Branch Rickey was the architect of the type of structure that we now see today in the minor leagues. Real visionary. Here's the 1-1 to McCann. Stashak delivers. Fastball is a strike, 1-2.
Well, the minor leagues are so structured, and especially since the major leagues took over the minor leagues in 2020, really more regimented. Each team has the set number of affiliates. They're trying to regionalize a lot of the affiliates, especially as you get higher up the ladder with the big league club.
Here's the 1-2 to McCann. Breaking ball, a one hopper to short, grab there by Camargo behind the bag. He throws him out, and the Aviators go in order in the bottom of the eighth inning. So we go to the ninth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Sacramento 6, the Aviators 1.
Talk about a winning lineup. The Aristocrat Gaming Team just keeps delivering big hit action. The crowd is going wild for their slots. The Buffalo and Lightning Link to Dollar Storm and Dragon Cash. This gaming legacy delivers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7 at 7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Along with Matt Nevitt, Russ Langer with you. The Aviators, with a win, would tie Round Rock for first place. But because Round Rock has lost and the team tied with the Aviators, Tacoma has also lost, but Rivercats are spoiling the dance. They have spiked the punch, and they lead 6-1 in the ninth inning. Chase Cohen, a good inning, struck out the side. All three, he allowed a single to Johnson, nothing else. So it's been Harris, Sullivan, and Cohen. And now making his Las Vegas Aviators debut, right-hander Devin Sweet just picked up on waivers by the Oakland Athletics from the Mariners organization. He pitched to three levels this year for the Mariners. Double-A Arkansas, where he was 3-1 with an ERA under 2. Triple-A Tacoma, where in seven games he threw seven innings and had a 2.5 ERA. And it got into two games in Seattle. Big league debut, allowed two runs in two innings. Devin is 5'11", 185. His fastball at 92 is a strike, 0-1. So we get a look at Devin Sweet now. He's going to be 27 tomorrow. Boy, happy early birthday to Devin Sweet. Here's the 0-1. Big bouncer to first. Gloved on the forehand side there by Pozo, who goes to the bag himself. One down. That was Luis Gonzalez batting in the spot originally held by Matos. Sweet gets Gonzalez to ground out to first. One out for Tyler Fitzgerald. Sweet delivers strike one. 0-1. Sweet went to North Carolina Central. Mariners got him as a non-drafted free agent in 2018. Spent 4 years in that college's rotation. Pitch outside in 84. 1-1. All-time school leader in wins and strikeouts. Fastball strike on the inside corner. 1-2. Sweet. That fastball in the low 90s, but they say his changeup is his best pitch. Grades a 70 on the 20 to 80 scout scale. Then there's a high foul off the left out of play. 1-2 on Tyler Fitzgerald.
We talked about Chase Cohen being well rested. Well, Devin Sweet well rested as well. Made his last outing on August 27th before he was put on waivers. Guess who it was against? The Las Vegas Aviators in Tacoma.
Scoreless inning. Saw it.
Had two hitless innings in that series. Allowed one base runner on a walk before being put on waivers. Oakland liked what they saw.
Here's Ramos waiting on deck. The pitch low to Fitzgerald. It is 2-2. Devin Sweet ready with a 2-2 now. And that pitch foul back. 2-2.
In North Carolina Central, where he went, HBCU, it competes in the SWAC. It's a really competitive and up-and-coming baseball conference on the East Coast.
Here's the 2-2 to Fitzgerald. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And there are two outs in the inning. And the batter is Elliot Ramos. Friends, Bally Live is the home of minor league baseball. Download it today to watch every game across every level for free. And join in with live chats, trivia questions, and more. Watch, play, and win all season long on the Bally Live app. Two outs for Ramos. And Sweet's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 0-1.
So all of a sudden, the swing and miss stuff starting to come out after Hogan Harris struck out three through six innings. Six of the last eight batters for the Rivercats have been set down via the K.
Swing and a miss at the changeup. 0-2. A little nugget here. Minor League Baseball's Hope at Bat campaign for the American Cancer Society. We talked about this yesterday. They announced today that it raised $50,000 to battle cancer for youngsters. Base hit to center for Ramos. And that's his second hit in four bats. And the batter's going to be VR, 1-for-4, with a single. That was the Hope at Bat program, a fundraising and awareness campaign in support of cancer research, made up of four dates across this year's minor league season. And great cause, $50,000 to the American Cancer Society. Here now is VR, who struck out in the seventh. His last time up, and he hits a little looper in the right center. It's going to fall for a base hit. In to pick it up is Thomas. Stopping at second is Ramos. So two on with two out. And the batter is the catcher, Genovese. When Las Vegas bats in the ninth, they'll have Capel, Schumann, and Harris due to bat. Here's Genovese. 0-for-3 with a fly out on two strikeouts since taking over for Joey Bart earlier in the game. Devin Sweet set to go with the pitch. Breaking ball down and away, ball one. 1-0.
One thing I'm looking at just through the binoculars, it's a minor detail, but Devin Sweet, the only player out there for the Aviators with a black pinstripe going down the side of his pants. Welcome to the club, new guy.
High foul off to the right. That sails back out of play. Strike one. 1-1. Devin Sweet, Greensboro, North Carolina. Fourth Aviators pitcher. And with two on and two out, he's facing Genovese with a one ball, one strike count. Aviators have been out hit 14-6 in this game, and they trail 6-1 in the ninth inning. The 1-1 from Sweet in the dirt, blocked by McCann. Didn't see it, but the runner's going to hold. Kyle has it right by his feet. Two balls and a strike now.
And looking ahead towards the bottom of the ninth, Nick Avila getting loose, and he is dangerous late in games.
Having a really good year. Two balls and a strike.
Leads the league in both appearances and wins. Doing so as a reliever is really impressive.
The 2-1 Fastball's inside at 92, ball three, 3-1. So two quick outs, followed by singles by Ramos and Villar. Here's the 3-0-1 to Henevez. Long drive to straightaway center. Back goes Capel, way back, and it is gone over to center field fence. Sixth home run for Henevez. It is now 9-1 Sacramento in the top of the ninth inning. On a 3-1 pitch. Dead central. And everything happening here with two outs. The batter is Armando Alvarez, who has a homer and single in four at bats.
Yeah, sweet left one up in the zone, and you cannot do that on a 3-1 count, especially with a fastball to a fastball hitter like Henevez.
Here's Alvarez struck out looking facing Cohen on a knee-high fastball last time out. That's 15 hits for the River Cats. So now, the River Cats, I mean, that's their fifth home run. The other four were solo homers. 9-1 Cats. It was a close game till the seventh inning.
Well, and you've said it before. In this league, you can survive the solo home run.
Pitch is a strike, 0-1. Generally, in this league, you solo homer not going to hurt you that much because your team is probably going to score runs. But if you walk a couple of guys or put men on before that, that's when you get in a lot of trouble. Pitch fouled away, 0-2. Two strikes to count. But a well-pitched game for the River Cats, no doubt. Pitch grounded foul toward the third base dugout, 0-2.
I mean, just looking at it on paper, if you give up 15 hits, five of them have left the yard, you know you're going to need some offensive support. That just has not been there tonight for the Aviators pitching staff.
Sweet has a new ball. Becky comes on the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The inning is over, but the River Cats add three more runs in the top of the ninth inning on three hits. No errors, no one left to the bottom of the ninth. Sacramento 9, the Aviators 1.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y.
Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the... All right. Ninth inning, Nick Avila coming in now with his big, big numbers, as Matt was saying. Luis Gonzalez in left field where Luis Matos was. And it's 9-1 in favor of Sacramento. Cody Stashak goes an inning. Zeros across except for one strikeout. And a pitch for a record, starter K-Way Tang. Nick Avila, 6'4", 195. He is 26. He is from Modesto, 26th round pick by the Giants in 2019. But Avila What a year. He is 14-0 with a 3.3 ERA. This is his 50th game, all in relief. 32 walks, 55 strikeouts in just under 63 innings. Just having a magical year. Fastball inside, ball one to Capel, who's walked and scored, hit into double play and struck out. Max Schumann on deck, then Brett Harris, and Greg Dykeman is due up fourth. Here's a 1-0 pitch on the way to Capel. Fastball foul at the plate, strike one, 96 miles an hour, 1-1.
Avila, the current Sacramento franchise record holder for most consecutive wins without a loss at any point. What's interesting is that 12 of those 14 wins are at home. You do get the extra half inning of offense, so that's likely why there's more, but still 12 out of the 14 at home is huge.
Pitch missing low. Capel up with a two ball, one strikeout. That is huge indeed.
You look at his home road splits, a 2.51 ERA at home. He is surrendering a 4.23 ERA on the road. So if the Aviators are going to get him, it's going to be here in Vegas.
Here's the 2-1. Fouled off to the left out of play. 2-2. This date in 1971. J.R. Richard tied Carl Spooner's big league record by striking out 15 Giants in his first big league game. The Astros beat the Giants that day. Carl Spooner pitched for the Brooklyn Dodgers many years prior to that. And J.R. Richard, fastball's inside, 3-2 on Capel. I've interviewed a lot of people over the years. And one of the questions that sometimes comes up, was there any pitcher that scared you? Who gave you the most concern? And just about everybody who ever faced him named J.R. Richard. Breaking ball, that's ball four. Capel draws a leadoff walk. The batter's Max Schumann, who's 0 for 3.
You want to talk about just physical presence and intimidation on the mound without even throwing a pitch? That was J.R. Richard. You mix in his effective wildness, and that almost doubles it.
First of all, you touched on it. What an imposing figure. That's really the word. I think he was 6'8". He had this giant afro flowing out from under his cap, and get those eyes just staring down at you. And he's all arms and legs, throwing upper 90s, and this is before the radar gun was adjusted. By today's standards, in the low 100s. And was not afraid to pitch inside, let's put it that way. Pitches a strike to Schumann. But unfortunately, short-circuited by injury, and he had a stroke of all things. There's a pop-up on the right side. Alvarez and the second baseman, Fitzgerald, calls him off, angling over to make the catch on the foul line. Technically a fair ball. One out. And here's Harris, 1 for 3 with an RBI double. And, you know, I'd ask these guys, I'd say, really, what about Nolan Ryan? And they'd say, yeah, but not more than J.R. Richard. That says a ton. Here is Harris. The pitch from Nick Avila on the way. And it's a little bit low, ball one. 1-0. Ball and a one ball, no strikes to Harris. Greg Dykeman on deck. Bottom of the ninth, and the Rivercats with a 9-1 advantage here. They've out hit the Aviators 15-6 to this point. Here's the 1-0. Harris swings through that one. Fastball at 93, 1-1. Baseball-related birthdays: Randy Choate, Cal Maduro, Jeff Baldwin, Jeff Brantley, Candy Maldonado. There's a name. Here's the pitch now, the 1-1 to Harris. Big chopper in the left field. Base hit. In to pick it up is Gonzalez. Capel stops at second. First hit off Avila. Hit number 7 for the Aviators. Harris has 2 of the hits. Dykeman 1 for 3 with a single coming up now. Former catcher and former El Paso manager, Rod Barajas, also with a birthday today.
I remember watching him when he was a Pittsburgh Pirate.
And speaking of Pittsburgh Pirates, Bill Mazeroski, born in this date, 1936. And a fellow that is well known in the Oakland organization for all the right reasons, Gil Patterson. Born this date in 1955, A's pitching coordinator. Here's the pitch to Dykeman. Fastball, a strike on the outside, 0-1. And when he was playing before he got unfortunately overused in the minors in his early 20s. Patterson was an absolute star in the making as a pitcher. High fly ball to deep left center. Gonzalez backing up, has a play, makes the catch. That's out number two. And the batter is Tyler Wade, who has an 0-for-2 night going with a walk and also hit by pitch last time up. A lot of people don't know how good of a prospect Gil Patterson was. But to give you an idea, the Cincinnati Reds offered Tony Perez straight up for Gil Patterson. Perez is not much, just a Hall of Famer, right? One of the great clutch hitters of all time. And the Yankees wouldn't do it. Here's the pitch to Tyler Wade. It's a strike 0-1. But he hurt his arm. He was overused. He had thrown well over 200 innings one year. And they insisted that he go to winter ball. And that was it. It was too much of a workload. Two on, two out. The 0-1 now to Tyler Wade. Last man standing for the Aviators. And he takes it outside 2-0. Check it. 1-1 is the count. One ball and one strike.
It's obviously another thing that's changed across minor league baseball is the usage of the pitchers, but also who they send to Indy ball and why. That's another big thing that's changed.
Or winter ball, yeah? Right?
Yeah, not Indy ball.
Here's the 1-1, and Wade takes a strike. It's 1-2.
Some guys in affiliated ball want to play winter ball. Nobody in affiliated ball wants to play Indy ball.
1-2.
Although for a guy like Cody Stashak, it is his avenue back into affiliated baseball. Scoreless inning so far tonight for Sacramento.
The 1-2. Wade chases a breaking ball, and down he goes. Well, the Aviators with an opportunity to tie for first for the second straight day going back to Sunday, but it's not to be. Sacramento beats him 9-1. The total's coming your way after this.
Premium checking from America First Credit Union is so much more than a regular checking account. It's a saves you money, makes life easier, always has your back account, because it's absolutely loaded with fantastic benefits and features. In fact, it comes stocked with so much awesome stuff. It was voted best perks by Money.com. So make sure you're rocking more than a checking account. Head to America First and apply for the exclusive protection, perks, and paybacks of premium checking today. Subject to membership eligibility and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Ready? Welcome on back. The Aviators are 4-3 on the current homestand, but they won the first four, and they've dropped the last three, including tonight's opener of this series with Sacramento. Rivercats improved to 59-73, 25-33 in the second half, and they're 10-9 against Las Vegas this year. They get 9 runs, 15 hits, no errors, leaving 6. Las Vegas is now 68-64, 34-24. In the second half, they get a run on 7 hits, 1 error, leaving 8. And again, all of the three top teams lost. Now, Reno did win, so that's nice for them. They're only 2 back. But the Aviators will stay tied with Tacoma for second place, 1 game back of Round Rock. The winning pitcher, Kai Wei Teng, pitched a good game, and he goes to 5-4. The loss goes to Hogan Harris, who threw well, but ran out of gas with a couple of home runs he allowed in the seventh before coming out and didn't get much of anything in the way of run support, so he falls to 1-3 on the year. The home runs were all hit by Sacramento. Armando Alvarez, Jackson Reitz, and Bryce Johnson, and Yoan Camargo, all with solo home runs. There was one home run with men on that was Ricardo Henovis, who began the game on the bench, ended up hitting a two-out, three-run homer to center against the newest Aviator, right-hander Devin Sweet. $5,153 paid to see it. 2 hours, 38 minutes on the time. Matt Neverett has your post-game show, during which he'll chronicle what took place in this game and also give you the scores in the major leagues and in the Pacific Coast League. And, Matt, just one of those nights. Aviators now three games in a row have generated not much in the way of offense. They were shut out the second game of the doubleheader on Saturday. They did get five runs on Sunday, but two of them came with two outs in the ninth when the game was pretty much on ice. And then they get one run in this game, and the Aviators' offense has been so good all year, and they need a spark to get things going.
And certainly. The issue tonight, the situational hitting. The Aviators only had one inning tonight where they didn't put a runner on base. So they had opportunities aplenty, but were not able to string much of anything together. Just two extra base hits, both in the run-scoring second inning. And Kaiwei Tank dealt a masterful five and a third innings, working his way in and subsequently out of danger. That's the big one for me, partner, is the situational hitting with runners on base just has not been there over the last couple of days.
No doubt. And yet, despite all of that, the Aviators are right there, one game back of Round Rock, and they will play Round Rock at Round Rock, the last road regular season series for the Aviators for the right to play Oklahoma City in a best of three last week of September in Oklahoma City. Will the Aviators be there? Well, we'll find out. Meantime, I'm going to bid you a fond adieu from Las Vegas Ballpark and invite you to stick around for the post-game show. Our friend Joe has been producing this one. We appreciate that. And, Matt, we'll see you tomorrow.
Let's do it, partner.
Okay, sounds good. So Russ Langer signing off for now from Las Vegas Ballpark. The final score, once again, Sacramento 9. And the Las Vegas Aviators, playing tonight as the Reyes de Plata, won their final from tonight. We invite you to stay tuned. Matt Neverett's got your post-game show next, coming right up.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. And earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avendros, that's the first day.
First one out.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Okay, Vegas, time to sell your house fast and get the most cash. The real estate market is heated up again, and here's your chance to take advantage and get top dollar.
We buy all types of properties in 5 days or less. We give cash advances within 24 hours and do all repairs if needed to get you, the seller, the most money possible.
And for traditional sales, we have an amazing marketing team in our corner.
Call today and get an instant evaluation of your home.
Imagine selling your home with the number one team in Nevada, getting top dollar and having an incredible experience. That's what you get with us, the real estate guys.
Our systems are exclusive to our team, and we have helped thousands of families over the last 28 years.
So call the real estate guys today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
From high above the plank surface here at Las Vegas Ballpark, Matt Neverett welcoming you back. Following a 9-1 loss as the Aviators playing tonight as Los Reyes de Plata fell to the Sacramento River Cats. The River Cats using the long ball to their advantage tonight, clubbing five of them, including four solo shots off the starter Hogan Harris, who finishes allowing four runs on the four solo home runs among the eight hits that he surrendered in total over six-plus innings. First time that Harris has pitched past the fifth in an Aviators uniform. But the scoring got started against him with one out and nobody on in the top of the second inning when Armando Alvarez drove his 15th home run of the year beyond the left field fence. And in response, in the bottom of the second, the Aviators plated their only run of the game. After Yoel Pozo doubled to start the inning, Kyle McCann then struck out. Connor Capel walked behind him. Max Schumann hit a ground ball to third that forced David Villar to his right. Third baseman made the heads-up play by getting Yoel Pozo, the lead runner, out between second and third base on the force out. Because what that did was it took a run off the board with Connor Capel on second, Max Schumann on first. Brett Harris then hit a ground rule double that bounced into the bleacher seats in right. And what that did is it took a run off the board with Schumann forced to hold up at third. Capel scoring on Harris's 14th RBI with the Aviators on the year. The next batter, Greg Dykeman, skied out to end the threat in the second. And that would be it for the Aviators, who put one runner past second base the remainder of the game from the third inning on. Sacramento adding on in the top of the third. In fact, right away, it was a Jackson Reitz leadoff solo home run. The score would stay 2-1 until the top of the seventh inning when Bryce Johnson and Johan Camargo, the only two switch hitters in the lineup, went back-to-back on solo shots against the starter Hogan Harris. That not only made the game a 4-1 contest, it also bounced Hogan, the left-handed starter, from the game. Jackson Reitz then singled before Luis Matos ground out, set up Tyler Fitzgerald, who doubled home Reitz to make it a 5-1 game. Fitzgerald then stole third and scored on an Elliot Ramos base hit against Billy Sullivan, the first man out of the Aviators' bullpen, in to face off against him. And after seven innings of play, it was a 6-1 game, and the three tack-on runs in the ninth came on one swing. Ricardo Henovez, who came in as a defensive replacement earlier in the game for catcher Joey Bart, left the yard against Devin Sweet in his Aviators debut. A three-run home run that scored Ramos and Villar and brought the final to 9-1. That's how we got it. That's how we ended up with the 9-1 final, pushing the Aviators to 68-64, 34-24 in the second half. Meanwhile, the Rivercats advancing to 59-73, win number 25 to their 33 losses in the second half. Coming up next on the post-game show, I'll take a look at the scores from around the world of baseball, first in the big leagues, then in the PCL.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemld.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. And earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Everett with you from Las Vegas Ballpark as we keep it rolling on the post-game show. Set to take a look at the scores around the Pacific Coast League. The Aviators needed losses from Round Rock and Tacoma tonight. They got both of them, but were unable to take care of business on their own end. It was Salt Lake against Tacoma at Smith Ballpark in Salt Lake City, and Russ and I keeping you abreast of the situation throughout the game. It was a Salt Lake walk-off as the Bees score a run in the bottom of the ninth. 7-6 winners over Tacoma. And in El Paso, Texas, it was the Chihuahuas 9, the Round Rock Express with 5, a 5-run bottom of the fourth. sandwiched between two spots in the third and the fifth for the Chihuahuas that gave them a win in the opening game of the series. Elsewhere, the Reno Aces, 7-6 winners in Albuquerque over the Isotopes, despite a pair of runs for Albuquerque in the bottom of the ninth inning. They fall by a 7-6 final. And in the only early game played around the Pacific Coast League, Sugar Land blanking the top team in the circuit, Oklahoma City, in a 6-0 victory. Fun note from that one, J.D. Martinez rehabbing for Oklahoma City, actually making his second stint with the Oklahoma City franchise. They used to be the AAA team for Houston when J.D. Martinez was coming up through the system. So a fun note on that one, tip of the cap to Oklahoma City broadcaster Alex Friedman for that note. It didn't matter. Sugar Land defeated Oklahoma City 6-0. And here in Las Vegas, Sacramento using 5 home runs, including 4 solo shots off the starter Hogan Harris, to walk into Las Vegas ballpark and down the Aviators by a 9-1 final in the opening game of 6. But when we come back, we'll close things up on the postgame show, give you my final thoughts on tonight's matchup, and set you up for tomorrow game 2 out of 6 on Bark in the Park night. We'll tell you all about it when we wrap up next.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, 7-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Las Vegas ballpark as we conclude the postgame show following a 9-1 loss as the Aviators fall to the Rivercats in the first game out of 6. Looking for vengeance tomorrow, the Aviators in a 7:05 first pitch will send the right-hander Chad Patrick out to the mound. Patrick 0-1 with a 5.93 ERA through 3 outings, including 2 starts with the Aviators. He'll get it going in a start against a starter, TBA, to be announced for the Sacramento Rivercats. And we'll see. Keep an eye on the Aviators social media at Aviators LV for updates there. But it's Chad Patrick against TBA on a 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 the pregame show. It'll be Bark in the Park night. Get your tickets now at AviatorsLV.com. That'll do it for us tonight from Las Vegas Ballpark. For my broadcast partner, Russ Langer, for our producer, Joey Costa, in the Lotus Broadcast Studios, and everybody else here with the Las Vegas Aviators, I'm Matt Neverett saying thanks so much for tuning in, and one final time this evening from Las Vegas Ballpark. So long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
Yeah.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
And Aramis, who is the man that posts up every single hour of this show in podcast form, but not just the Greg Peterson Experience that you're able to listen to after the fact. Every single show that we do here at VSiN, whether it is the Greg Peterson Experience, whether it is VSiN Tonight, Sharp Money, A Numbers Game, Follow the Money, you go down the list. Every single hour of every single show, it's up there on VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you the VSiN Best Feds feed, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, you name it, it's there. And then on top of that, he also does a great job cutting up our videos for social as well. You're going to find those on what is now known as X. If you have not gotten used to it yet, I have not either, and I don't think that, I mean, north of 2% of people have gotten used to that yet, but Aramis does a tremendous job on that front, so we appreciate everyone here at VSiN that they do a tremendous job bringing you all the great programs.